Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Bob, because, hey, nah, this will get out somewhere.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now locked in to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast each and every Friday with Marvin Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taste of Fucking Black.
What are we talking about today, though?
Watching some documentary. This woman's husband disappeared, you know what I mean? And then she married his friend, best friend, a few years after.
Did you turn back up?
No.
Oh. But is that cool? Imagine you pop back up, you know what I mean, after 5-6 years, and your wife, or ex-wife now, is with your friend.
When you say disappeared, he just cut or he died?
They don't know, but...
Oh, is this recording?
Looking like he got murdered.
Well, by the best friend?
They don't know. Right. You know what I mean, the theory was he got eaten by alligators when he went out hunting and stuff like that.
What colour is his brother? White. Oh, okay, cool.
So, why is it cool?
No, he's just saying... Because I understand that more now.
No, but do you not find it weird?
I know black people getting eaten by alligators, bro.
Would you find it weird? Oh, sorry, is it recording? Oh, would you find it weird if you broke up with your girl, but it was no bad blood? It's just like it's not working out anymore. And then your boy said, "Listen, you know that I've always liked
you're crazy. No, wait. You're crazy.
Not just break your head, bro. Genuinely,
I don't care.
Wants to go out with her and he feels like he can treat her better. But
there's 7 billion people.
I'll be okay
with
that." You'd be okay with that?
There's 7 billion people on this planet. Leave her alone, bro.
It's done, isn't it?
It's your ex.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not going back.
As my brethren, you shouldn't even look at my ex and think anything.
No, but you both are pursuing her. You just happen to win. Like back in the...
Then that's it. I've won then.
No, but you've broken up.
What's got my hat? What? What's Mantle Keith? What's going on here?
I'm just saying.
No, I'm getting mad here, bro.
I watched the movie. Have you seen that movie, Uncle Drew? It's a new movie.
Have you seen the movie called Transformers as well? Does your whip turn to Bumblebee? Fam, relax, bruv. Man saw a film, doesn't mean it's still
no,
what
I'm
because
saying,
you saw a film as
no,
what?
I'm saying the two basketball players were upset with each other and they had a beef for years. And basically, the woman's passed away now. They've gone to her funeral stone, headstone, sorry. And they basically tried to squash the beef. And Shaquille O'Neal's like, nah, I can't, man. Like, you took my girl away from me. And he's like, I hear that, but I didn't just take her away from you, like, on a bad malice part. Like, I loved her too. And he was like, oh, I didn't know it was like that. And then they squashed their beef. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like man's just taking the girl just to have sex with her and cut. Like, the same way you love her, I love her too. You just happen to go out with her.
What if it's your baby mother?
Baby mother, that's a different story, bro.
Why is it a different story? What?
You don't love her.
Because you had a kid, that changed everything.
It doesn't change everything. I'm just saying I'll feel different towards it.
Why?
But I didn't say it was okay, by the way. I was just putting it out there. You said it was okay.
Oh, no.
I didn't say it was okay.
Oh, get out of here, man.
Hold on a second. I didn't say it was okay.
Fam, you're bending that way, rude boy.
I threw a question out there and I wanted to see the answer.
Nigga was bending that way, bro.
I was letting that older fucking swear down. Oh shit!
Nah, I'd be fuming, bro. You know, you come back and you're thinking, "Wow!" So you people are scheming on. You were waiting for me.
No, there's no.
The one I was talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maza, I'll just keep the pumps warm for you, bro.
I'm like, wow. You're like, wow.
Now you're back, G. Take her, man.
You know, like, this is what you people were doing. You know,
I'm out there. But you can't say scheming
dead
for 6 years, bro.
I know, but like I'm saying,
you waiting for 6 years.
You told him I knew you motherfuckers was thinking about it.
Man,
no way. There's no way that shit randomly happened, bro.
I'm gonna take my stuff and I'll be out if you're here.
Before you were dead, you know what? Before you were dead and we were consoling each other.
Okay, no, but what I'm saying,
I'm back now, my G. You know what I mean? Thank you. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, as Keith said, yeah. Listen, attraction is not just built up like that.
Of course not.
Man's been scheming on my missus.
Every time you come into my house, you've been looking at her on the sly, thinking
I will chop, but because you're here, I can't chop.
Okay, yeah? but my example was you both liked her, you just won.
Yeah.
Instead of coming out and looking for me forever, you're chopping my missus.
Forever? Nah, bro.
Bro, if I go missing and there's nobody, no nothing, you must search for me, bro. Nah, bro.
Bro, we did one Google search.
Man's the man in the canyon,
you know them, man? They don't go when they move two cushions around. Nah, you know what I mean, bro? He's dead. Nah. Never.
Life goes on, bro.
You pull all your resources, bro. Man, put your house up, you know what I mean? Your mortgage, everything. Sell your house, your car, put that money there to investigate.
You might
not be.
Yeah,
I might be held captive. So
send a tweet or something. Yeah, let man know where you are, bro.
What reception?
Hashtag.
What do you mean?
Hashtag.
Got man here sitting like Swiss beats, bro. What's man saying, though, man?
Hashtag bunker, bro.
Well, man's in a cave somewhere, bro. You
send a tweet, man. Yeah.
What?
At me.
Man's in a cave somewhere.
Do you hear me? If you don't
man's in a cave somewhere. Well, let me know.
Hold on. Is man fucking Tony Stark? The man could be in a cave and make a suit to get out of the cave.
Listen, let me know. What's her name again?
What do you mean? Who?
The machine he chats to. You know when he talks to the machine in the
ear. Oh, fuck.
I can't remember the name.
Jarvis. No.
Yeah. Tell Jarvis to send a tweet, man. DM Taser, I am alive. I am alive. I won't tell your wife, don't worry.
Man is in the cave with car batteries connected to his toes, bro. Man's talking about sending a tweet, blood.
My thing is, would you want her to be lonely in that 6 years?
Yes.
That's selfish.
No.
Lonely and miserable.
No, I don't need you to be lonely and miserable, bro. But yeah. If I come back in my bridges, I'm like, are you serious?
Of all the people, look, put it this way, if you go there and she's moved on,
yeah.
That's something completely different. But if you're
like
brethren,
who better than your brethren?
Inconsiderate.
Oh, get out.
Because no one, man's got
funny, though. The same brethren that she started dating, he put a burner on her at one point or held her captive. And I was like, you see? That's what you fucking get. Bro. You know what I mean? You see?
Man's looking after your home. It's not like I'm just having your wife, bro.
Yeah. Man's looking after
your dishes.
Yeah, keeping your kids safe.
Because I don't have life insurance.
Man's taking your t-shirt, your boxes, your shirts. Packed it in the corner just everything. In case you come back. You get me?
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I'm keeping your kids
man's
safe, bro.
Man's not just pamming. Man's not just violating.
Because when I come back, so I'm like, you were just waiting for me to die. No.
Like,
would I be wrong to assume that? Okay. Would I be wrong to assume you're waiting for me
you
to die?
It.
But we can sit down and talk
about exactly. And tell you that, you know what?
Okay, can I have my wife back now?
Yeah, of course you can.
I don't want her back.
Why not?
No.
You keep her.
Bro, I want my wife back. I am alive. No.
We both need my
wife back so I can leave
your house. Okay, set your house no more.
I want my wife back so I can leave
your house. Set your house.
I can't even be in my house.
I want my wife back.
Because what?
You've been gone 6 years.
And what?
It's invalid. It's void.
And the bank has changed my deets on the house.
You've been paying for the last 6 years.
What do you mean?
Who's
it's my
paying?
House.
Who's been paying for the last 6 years?
What does that mean?
My life is in deets.
Let me get straight. So where you pay? You pay rent now because you've been paying for a year. Well, you own the property.
I don't own it.
There you go.
But you don't own it.
Who owns it?
You've been paying rent there.
Your wife. Me and your wife own it.
My wife owns my house.
Okay.
Because I've been gone for 6 years. Listen, run back the pee for the life insurance, pay whatever and give the money back.
Okay,
give my house, bruv. Get out.
Marv, what if you
go
come here?
Go leave Colin in a fucking...
What if you come here and me and your wife we've had two kids?
Oh, wow.
We've had two kids.
I'm booting the kids, bruv.
100%, bro.
What would I just say to you? Have you heard of Chris Benoit?
Wow.
Let's just leave it there, innit?
What do you mean anger?
I have anger with the boot the kids.
But
kid have to get half volume.
Bro, anything can happen.
No, but my kids are brothers. They relate to your kids.
It's a mad thing. Bro, I mean, you're swinging.
I'm not even gonna lie. It's a fuck you and your kids thing still.
It's a half volley thing.
Bro, fuck you and
imagine
your kids.
Imagine that pain.
Zero.
It's like that video. Have you seen the video in America where the little short dude is beefing the dude in the house where he's telling him get the fuck out of his baby mom's house? You know what I mean? And he's beefing him and he's talking about, you know what I mean? I'm willing to die for this pussy.
Yeah. Man jumps on the bed.
Like, you're like, I am. You know what he's talking about? I am.
The guy said, listen, I'm not. Peace.
Man says, you know what I mean? He always talk about me and my kid. Man said, fuck you and your kid, nigga.
Wow.
The way the Donny dropped it, bro, man says, I don't give a fuck.
Man said, my cinnamon apple. You better get out of the house. What do you mean?
But you know, today,
man says, are you willing to die over this pussy? Man says, I am. The way man said it, I am. Yeah, man says, let's do this. Yeah, man stuck it on Donny. He's like, are you ready to die for this?
Because
I am. You know what I mean? Are you
ready? But you lot are talking. We're doing all this key. But what if the girl don't want you? You've been gone for 6 years.
That's impossible, bro.
Yeah, she does want me.
That's
I wasn't
impossible.
There. I'm like, my thing is,
it's impossible.
My issue is not, that you don't want me. Why do you want him?
No, bro.
He's your bridge.
No,
I'm not understanding this. No, now you're talking like your bridge is a piece of shit,
exactly.
Bro.
Keith, we don't even know you're you. You're skinny. You've been in the cave for 6 years, bro.
Bro.
We don't even know Keith.
Man's doing calisthenics, bro. Man been lifting bear rocks.
It could be your cousin.
Man's head.
Blood.
Hold on.
Man come back looking like Tarzan. You're mad, bro.
Give me my woman.
Nah, boss.
Now, all jokes aside, you're not speaking from anger. Cool.
I can run her life.
Once you calm down, you don't realize, you know what?
It's not worth it.
Man's supposed to speak from anger.
Just move on, bro.
You are, man. You're going to move on.
My wife! My brethren,
you're gonna move on, bro.
Taser said, move on. You know me well enough to know I don't move on from anything, bro. I've ruined their whole lives forever. Move on.
1,800 days,
yes,
minimum. That's a lot of days,
move on.
You're gonna move on, bro.
Move on.
You're gonna move on, bro.
Move on. You don't want to move on.
You're friends with The Rock now, you know. You're doing fucking, what's my man in what's that movie with Tom Hanks?
Castaway.
Castaway. You're doing that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
The ball's your friend now,
you
bro.
You don't want her no more, bro.
Like, you want the ball, bro. What's the ball's name again?
All I'm saying is, do you really want to fuck with a nigga that's been, you know what I mean, stuck somewhere for 6 years? You don't even know what's in my mind. If I was you, I'd just give my woman back.
Looking like you ain't eating in a year, bro.
The punch
I'll clear off, bro.
The punch I'll give this brother, bro.
What punch?
From where?
From the cave.
With us.
There's no HP points,
bro. The punch will collapse every single Big bone man, in my chest.
You've got bro. No you mad? HP points.
Boom.
Nah, bro.
That's for me,
nah,
the rock and the mildew, bro. Boom. Are you mad?
So I'm alive, you know?
I ain't beef for 6 years.
That's your beef,
nah,
bro.
Nah.
Big
bro.
Man. You're gonna come to the yard and you're gonna get told, listen, what mom. Just keep it moving,
can't
bro.
Can't happen. The thing is, what you're forgetting.
Start a new life, yeah, bro.
You're forgetting, I haven't moved away on purpose.
Yeah.
It's been something that
destiny
hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Destiny. She was karma,
grieving.
Karma.
She was grieving.
You're probably cheating, bruv.
And karma is for me to take everybody's life in the house.
Grieving for a year, yeah. And she thought, you know what, let me be cool for another year.
Yeah.
And then Isaac's been there, like, listen, yeah. I don't think Marv's coming back.
Yeah. Praying with her.
I've spent money. Like,
do you know?
Doing the God angle over there, man.
But it's funny because what man thinks because you lot are praying, I'm not busting your head. Bro, I'm busting your head mid prayer, bro.
So 2 years.
You know what I mean? Pray on that.
What I'm saying is, isn't it? Right, for example.
Man said, I'm guarding them, and I don't even know who a them is.
What about her name?
What's his name? Adrian Broder. Man said, I'm about to beat Mackie. Man said, I'm about to beat Pacquiao's ass. I'm guarding them, and I don't even know who a them is.
Y'all got me fucked up if y'all think I'm about to lose the Manny Pacquiao, man. I'm about to beat his motherfucking ass on God now. And I don't know who NM is.
But you're forgetting though, Isaac, as a Christian as well, what are the vows? To death to us.
You're dead, bruv.
To seek self. You don't know if I'm dead.
No,
body, bro.
You're registered dead, bruv.
There's no body. There's no body.
You've been registered dead.
There's no body. There's no body, bro.
The process.
There's no body.
To death to us part. You, as my wife, should be hoping day in and day out I come
back.
We did.
She waited 1 year.
You didn't.
She waited 1 year.
Is there, bro,
in the funeral service.
In the wedding vows, it says, to death does part,
yeah,
in terms of small print, T's and C's, after 1 year,
you can do whatever.
Bob, wait for me, innit? Don't marry me forever. Then if you can't wait 6 years,
nah, but
bro,
you might be dead.
No, but you're not like, you know, like, it's not that you've gone jail. It's not like you've gone jail, she's like, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, that's different.
The child you left at 2 is now 8 years old, bro.
And I've been raising your child. Giving your child life lessons.
Pain.
Taking your child to primary school, sorting out primary school beef.
What I'm saying, yes, we're deleting all of that information again.
That's fine because as my brethren, that's cool for you to do.
And when
you're to help out my family.
Exactly.
Not to beat my wife.
Not because she needed comfort, bruv.
Cool.
And remember, I didn't fornicate, I married her.
Remember your mum's there too.
What does that mean, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Certain man's mums will get doggied, bruv. Because the rules are not the fair. Retaliation.
Bro, when man's back, anything goes.
Anything goes, bruv.
I'm
gonna eat her cheeks, bro. Sure, a real good time.
On God and them.
I don't know who that
is. Listen, I don't even know who and them is.
This guy's sick.
Mommy cheeks have to get eaten, bro.
That is the funniest video ever, man says. You know, it's the first time I came out in all of this drip. Snap your pictures.
You know what's hilarious? He keeps doing this, isn't it? Yeah. And no one's laughing. No one's saying nothing. It's just bare awkward. What's it there, bro?
Snap your pictures. And man done the pose.
Man, I really ain't worrying about too much. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time I'm up here with all this drip. Get me, snap your pictures. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's funny.
Joe's gonna get me mad.
What?
If he loses.
Broner.
Probably will lose.
Bro, he talks smack and gets beaten all the time. Yeah,
I know, but it's just like, come on, not again.
With
bro.
This one, bro, like the amount of smack that he's talking, he definitely.
The last one, Donnie was doing the fucking stanky leg in the ring, blood.
Oh, God, them. Have you seen him jogging? Have you seen the video of him jogging?
No.
Bro, the way he's getting flames in the comments, bro, he runs like someone's auntie, bro. It's the funny. Go on his page, bro. He is getting flames. You should have put those comments on private, bro. They flames them in the comments, bro.
Was it on IG?
Yeah, you check his IG, bro. Man runs like a duckling, bro.
Mad.
I'm telling you, fam. Man runs like he's wearing Tim's. Oh, God, them. And I don't even know who in them is. And it was funny because Pacquiao, remember you brought up Mayweather. Man said he's already beating you up. You know what I mean? What are you talking about him, cuz?
Why is he running so funny, man? From his back.
Yeah. Bro, man runs like someone's auntie,
bro. Yeah, someone put that's on guard in the comments.
I'm telling you, Ramesses is on guard now. And I don't even know who Nem is. Yeah, but my... Adrian Bruno, isn't
someone,
it?
Yeah, someone put built like a whole uncle. Yeah. That boy looked constipated trying to run home.
I'm telling you, bro, he needs to get it together, mate. He needs to get it together.
Well, you man watching Fury and Wilder? It's this Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Yeah, who do you think is going to win?
I'm guessing.
Fury's in amazing shape, though.
I'm guessing Wilder, though. You can't be up for
Fury.
He's in amazing shape, but I think that might affect the way he fights as well.
But the thing is, you say amazing shape here, but is it amazing shape in general or amazing shape where he's amazing come shape. From?
No, he's in romance abs.
Fury.
Bruv, you think I'm running jokes?
Nah, someone must have used HDR. What's that filter called before?
Blood. When I saw that, yeah.
That Roadman filter back day, the HDR
so
one.
That's, you see what you... So that's him before, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, it's a mess. Yeah, but that's not even real abs, though.
Man said it's not real
still
abs,
baggy, bro. Wow.
Yeah, he's obviously, bro, man's going to have loose skin because he's lost a shitload of weight. No, but you know what I'm saying? He has abs, you know what I mean? He has, yeah, his abs like Rob.
Oh, allow it,
man. Am I lying? Look at him.
That's not fair.
Am I lying? It's the same.
I'm not even looking at
that. The same shape as Rob.
That's not fair. Oh!
Rob.
Man said Rob has got Tyson Fury's physique.
I said his abs.
What did he say?
They have the same legs. I said they have the same legs. Actually, they have the same legs too.
I'm never entertaining this, bro. Because Rob's going to hear this from someone. Someone's going to message Rob. And
trust
Rob's
me.
Bro, I will.
You might mention him on the podcast again.
I said man has the same abs as you.
They
have the same abs.
You might mention him on the podcast again, yeah?
That's how we know man don't listen.
Keep my name at your mouth, yeah? So I got a message. Keep my name at your mouth, man. Oh, shut up, Rob.
Oh, man says keep my name out your mouth. Oh, God, no. he's on some crud, bro. But yeah, he's in decent shape. But I think that might affect the way he fights.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that he's gonna have his power.
The thing about Wilder, no, he'll have his power because he's big, innit? He's like fucking 6'10 or some shit. Yeah. Something ridiculous.
But like I said, the power is different now because he's lost.
No, remember those, but when he was fighting Klitschko, he was still kind of in shape, innit? He just puts on, he's like Ricky Hatton. Them man there, like for example, Mayweather trains.
Ricky Hatton, bro, is a beast. Have you seen this video? Ricky Hatton, bro, looked like shit. Like,
no, but the picture you showed before, Tyson Fury, like shit. Like the thing is, them man.
I'm saying Ricky Hatton, Ian is not going back.
No, I'm saying, but during these fights, Ricky Hatton, when he would fight, he'd be in shape. Mm. The moment he finishes the fight, Guinness and pies. It'll be big again. And then before he fights, he will shred down. And that's dangerous because that's not good for your body. Whereas Mayweather is always, he's constantly in shape. He trains every day, even when he's not boxing.
Yeah, that's because he's planning to fight again when the IRS come knocking for taxes. You know what I mean? Mayweather can't afford to be out of shape.
But Mayweather's always been fit. Like there's no off season for Mayweather.
Yeah.
And the thing with, what's his name?
Broner has Mayweather level arrogance without Mayweather level dedication to the sport.
But he's got Mayweather level ability though. They're training the same camp. When you watch them box, he's got Mayweather. The thing is, he's got Mayweather ability, but not Mayweather sense. Mm. Because Mayweather in a fight, for example, same thing with what's his name, Amir Khan, ability, but he hasn't got sense. There's bare fights that he's had where he's been hit, and he should just move away from the person. Mm. Or whatever, but he wants to fight toe-to-toe.
Chin gets
and
rocked.
And he gets spun. Like, I don't know if you saw the fight of Mayweather-Mosley. Mosley whacked Mayweather second round. Mayweather was finished. Mayweather held his arm here, didn't let go. For the whole round, like the round, Mayweather was holding onto his arm. Mosley's trying to get out to cock the punch back. Mayweather's like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm holding on for dear life until the bell goes, because I need to reset. Amir Khan, for example, Broner, they'll try and do toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't, your head's not clear.
No,
you're going to get spun. Do you know what I mean? So as a boxer, sometimes you need to know, do you know what? Shit, chips are down. Let me just hold on for dear life, survival mode, as they call it, and come
back.
You
know what's mad? I remember watching, Castillo. He posted a series of posts talking about...
Brad Castillo.
Yeah. Talking about Tyson wasn't an elite boxer.
Mike
Tyson. He said.
I will ring him right now.
He's still raging after the trim he got. It's probably after the trim he got.
He's mad.
He said, who's a big known boxer that Tyson beat?
But when he won the belt...
I'm not saying
when he won the belt at 21, the brother he beat was world champion.
Bro, people stopped.
What is man all right?
Bro, people didn't want... Tyson fighting, their fighters, because man was knocking man out in 9 seconds. Yeah, yeah. People didn't even want to buy tickets, bro, because you blinked, bro, and you missed the fight. So it was new.
But the funny thing, this argument about this whole who did he fight, whatever, whatever. Obviously, he,
when he came up against Evander Holyfield, he lost, apparently.
That's when he came out.
When that after he came out of pen.
But you're forgetting, remember, in terms of Tyson, when he went into jail, he came out a different person. Yeah, I remember as well, a lot of people, whether you believe he did it or not, a lot of people believe he didn't do it.
Hmm.
And he was in there angry. Maybe he did do it. I don't know. I wasn't there. But the moment, and also as well, Tyson, there's a lot of things that changed his life. For example, when Customado died, the brother who trained him, that rocked him because he
would, like his
dad, isn't it? And then obviously Don King came in. Don King didn't have his best interests at heart.
Yeah.
It was all about money.
Don have anyone's best interests at heart,
bro. Doesn't have his own, man. That man is evil, bro.
But Tyson on paper, when you did, there's a clip of Tyson training when he's 13.
He weren't 13 in that video. No, he weren't, bruv.
Bro.
He weren't 13 in that video, bruv.
I'm telling you, no.
He's a big man in that.
He's a big man. He's at least 18. He's not 13 in that video.
Bruv, what they said when Tyson was first, the thing is, they said when Customado first saw Tyson, man couldn't believe it, bruv. Because this brother was going from care home to care home, but he was bigger than every other kid.
100%. But in that video there, he was not 13.
That's why they got him to start training, yeah? And then the thing is, before he fought, I think he trained for like, I don't know if it was 5 years. 13, 14, 15, 17. I think he trained for like 4 or 5 years just with them lot. Like, and he was obviously fighting amateurs. They would have come into the amateur fight done. Like, he wasn't even getting to fight people. Yeah. Like, he was just knocking kids out in like 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Do you know what I mean? But in terms of his skill level and in terms of what he had, Tyson had everything, bruv. He could bob and weave. He could hit you with a left. His left was as hard as his right. His jabs were hard. Fam, you saw brother. You saw one time.
So
one time he hit a brother and the L out of the brother Jericho came out, bro. I'll never forget it. He punched a brother, head rocked back, the L went in the air.
Hella sheen in there.
Hella sheen missed.
Yeah, I told you, bro. It's not, he wasn't 20, he wasn't the thingy. He wasn't.
I'm not saying he weren't big for his age, but he weren't 13 in that video.
Mm. Man says proof that he was 13 in the video. no, he wasn't. He's 18 in that video.
But we're talking about the same clip, though.
Yeah, it's the same clip, bro.
Oh, no, I'm talking about that clip.
That's mad, you know.
No, I'm talking about that clip. We're talking about another clip where he's wearing a vest in this other clip.
Oh, maybe it's a different one, yeah, because in this clip, bro,
and he's actually sparring with like another kid.
Oh, no, I ain't seen that one.
Because what he used to do is they used to get him to, because he was so big, he used to spar against men at 13 because the kids he's aged. Number didn't want to get in the ring with him, and it was just dumb. Like, it was just.
How tall was he again?
He was a short guy.
I don't think he was that tall, you know.
So it's funny because as a child he was big, but as a man he wasn't big.
He's a short guy.
He has swag as well, you know.
The baggy suits.
Nah. There's some pictures of Tyson. There's one
when he had the Huaraches. Have you seen remember when he was rocking the Huaraches
with the shorts?
Yeah,
swag. Tyson had swag.
There's certain times when he, you know, what I mean, mad flagrant.
And there's one where he had like a feeler jacket. You seen that one? The red feeler jacket. He's got the dove in his hand. That's his crib.
Yeah, that one.
Even the trim he had, the fade with the line.
Bear fam, man are getting that now.
Fam! Obviously, had a little alopecia thing going on, the little hair. Tyson was wavy, bro. He had swag still.
I don't know why he got that tattoo on his face, though, man.
That's mad. Oh, he's 5'10".
But like I said, you know what I mean? He's someone who had issues.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, in life, the one thing people kind of forget is, okay, I'll give you an example. You see the human skull guy that committed suicide. He was in Lady Gaga's video and he tatted his whole body. So he was a human skeleton, essentially. Like, he tatted his whole body and so on and so on. It's literally like, you know, when someone's going through something, but because in this day and age nowadays, you know what I mean, you accept everything that anyone does and so on and so on. More, if your brother comes home and he's tatted a skull on his face, are you going to, you know, I'm accepting? No, something's off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something's off. But nowadays, no one kind of wants to look into it. They just want a champion, you know what I mean, everything. At that time, bro, Mike Tyson, you know, you can clearly tell this person is going through something. Essentially, and I feel like that's kind of what's happening a lot nowadays because you don't want to be a bigot. No one wants to, you know what I mean, because it's PC to just accept that's just who he is. No, if my little brother comes home, bro, with bare tattoos on his face and stuff like that and out of character, there's a problem. You know what I mean?
But the thing with Tyson didn't have family like that.
And you know what I mean? So that he was someone that was dealing with a lot of demons, you know, all of those things happening. You know what I mean? You're by yourself.
Even his daughter died as well.
Most recently, in the last couple of years. Yeah, like as a person, you're dealing with all of that and so on and so on and so on. So yeah, the tattoo face on the face tat and so on. Even with Gucci,
you'll punch in your face as well. Yeah, that's the problem with all Tyson. Like, you tell him something you don't like. You seen the thing with Fat Joe? It's about Tyson backed it.
Yeah,
I've
seen that, yeah.
You see that one?
In the shoes.
So they were going to get rushed. He said,
oh, is it the one with what's their man?
I can't remember. I just remember this fact.
You know, Tyson was fully affiliated with like this whole 50 beef. Oh, so, do you remember that the blog that I put? Someone who was around them, that knew all of them, but it's like a nobody, basically listed the story about all the beef between like 50 and Ja Rule and all of that. Yeah, it said Tyson was like a main man. Like 50, I think it was one of 50's friends or 50's enemies. Like him and Tyson were like that. Like when all this drama was happening in New York, Tyson was there.
Okay.
So even like, for example, it wouldn't be coincidental for him to be with the beef where Fat Joe was there.
Fat Joe said that him and Big Pun were going to get finished. He said they were bare brothers, this on man. And he just, him and Big Pun looked at each other. You know Big Pun, he really, yeah, that would have just been a smothering. Big Pun can't even move, R.I.P. It would have
taken him 15 minutes to turn around.
Fam, that beat would have been new. He said, out of the blue, he just heard like Tyson just come out of nowhere and say,
in the loafers.
Like, these dudes bothering me, man. I'll fuck them up. And they just said, yeah, Tyson was ready to swing. And he said, the brothers, as soon as they saw Tyson, every man was not on it.
I have tons of Mike Tyson stories, but this one is crazy because it was one night we was at the tunnel, me and Big Pun, rest in peace, and we went there too deep, meaning two of us alone, no entourage. And then the security is asking the bouncers, like seven, I don't know if you ever been to this tunnel, it's like these bouncers were like 7 feet tall.
Is it a club? Let me ask you a question. All right,
where people get shot and robbed often. I don't know why we were so anxious to go there. So it's like 2 a.m. So Big Pun's the biggest rapper on earth, double platinum, and the security telling him to take off his boots. They want to search under his boots. He was a big guy, he didn't want to. So they start arguing, F you, your mother, this, that, they going back. So it's only one security. The other 9 security is trying to calm down the security, like, yo, that's Big Pun. So then I turned around, I'm like, yo, Pun, just chill. Next thing you know, he says something about Pun's mom. No, no, that's your mother, bro. That's your mother. So me and Pun start going back and forth with this guy. Before you know it, out of the 10 bounces, it starts turning into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They all start saying that's that. Yo, let's just beat up Fat Joe and Big Pun. I don't care this. So I'm telling Pun, I'm like, yo, Pun, we're about to get knocked out. Like, look, these guys are cock diesel 7 foot. Pun's like, I don't care. Let's do it. Let's go, right? Now it's 8 of them. 8 out of 10. Only 2 are like, chill. So out of nowhere, we hear this voice go, yo, Pun, yo, Joe, let's F these dudes up. I got your back. We turn around. It's Iron Mike Tyson.
That's your dream.
2:30 in the morning.
That's the dream.
With the kufi on.
No.
Fresh out of jail with the kufi on, had the suit on. He starts taking
off
the shoes.
You're going to send him right back to jail.
No, I didn't even know. I was like, it was a blessing, man. Allah sent us a blessing. So I'm turning around. He's taking his shoes off. So he starts, now everybody's looking like, oh my God. Like, what the, this is Iron Mike. So to speed it up, we ended up going outside of the tunnel, and Mike Tyson started chasing the bouncer around the car like 20 times, and the bouncer's like, yo, Pun Fat Joe, please. Pun Fat Joe, tell I am Mike. Nobody wanted
call
to
off the
I
dog.
Yeah. Call him off, man. That was an amazing
That's a dream
one.
Come true.
That's when you need There's video beef cameras.
Here. Who do I need right now? Mike Tyson. Make Mike Tyson
fresh appear. Out of jail, though.
Like a good neighbor.
You know what I mean?
Mike Tyson is there.
Iron Mike was in the
car. You're going to get an insurance commercial out of this.
So stupid.
Tyson punched you without a glove on.
I showed you the guy that was extorting Tyson in the UK.
Who? Tyson Fury or Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson. Back in the day. Keep going and now. Let me find it now.
Extorting Tyson all the way from the UK?
No, when he used to come here.
Which you don't mean Robin Givens.
No.
I remember he came Brixton that time. And he was
Gary Neville. The guy's called Gary Neville. Yeah, yeah.
Man United?
No. Not Gary Neville, man. Gary Nelson. Not Neville. Okay. Gary Nelson.
Who's that, bro? Who's that?
Bro, he's in prison. He's in prison now.
Mad.
Yeah. See, he got 30 years in prison. And he was bigger than Mike Tyson as well.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So think of how Mike Tyson is, but bigger. So he was on him, him.
But it appears that Mike Tyson didn't care about that kind of stuff, though.
Huh?
It doesn't appear like Mike Tyson cared about people being bigger than him, though.
Yeah, but this Donnie, like, you know when someone that's, like, proper on it. Bro, Gary Neville was killing police.
You're mad.
You know when they arrested him, so one of the times when they nicked him and stuff like that, he had, you know, one of them hitman cases where they opened GW, the briefcase, the gun, the silencers, and all of them things there. So the way he is, he was different. He was from South and stuff. Like a lot of businesses in South, he was extorting all of them. Like back in the day, like he was a different kind of guy. He's one of them man where you know where they move him from prison to prison because no prison wants him.
Okay.
They call it ghosting, where if you have prisons don't want you, they just keep moving you from one prison to the next. I think he's been to like 35 prisons. Some shit like that.
Man's controlling the prison, you know.
Man said control, bro, they don't want him. You know when the prison will make up any reason to get rid of you.
And sometimes some people are bad on the inside and the outside. Them ones like, rah, family, how's your daughter?
El Chapo, really?
Them ones like, eh? All right, cool, cool, cool. Like, certain man just are just bad from the inside out. You know?
Yep. Gary Nelson, bro, he was a different kind of, you know what I mean? Different kind of animal.
Never heard of him before.
Yeah, bro. Mad. Yeah, see, because this is where I saw him first. Ghosting. So basically in a prison, ghosting has been common practice. Yeah, its strength lies in its simplicity. By constantly moving most obstinate, often dangerous prisoners around the system, they have less time to cause havoc and spread their web of influence. We don't let their asses stay long enough in one place to cause disruption. So you know one of those ones where you can never really build your, yeah, build your base? One prisoner, Gary Nelson, described that one of his many trials as one of the most violent and dangerous men to walk the streets of Britain, is believed to hold the dubious record for being the country's most ghosted prisoner, having been moved to 33 jails in 4 years.
4 years?
Do you know how mad you have to be?
4 years. What's the maths on that, bro?
Bruh. Mad. You know what I mean? That's just mad.
That's hella transit, boy.
Bruh. You see what I mean? Mad. On average, about 8 prisons a year.
It's crazy.
What about 48?
Yeah, 7 or 8 prisons a year. Yeah. Do you know how mad that is? So, yeah, like, he was a problem. So, yeah, there was... I guess it's rumored he was.
What's some film with Mel Gibson? I don't know if you've seen it. Where he's like in some prison in Mexico.
Is it recent?
Oh, yeah.
Film?
I don't know if it's recent.
Like a few years.
Did we cancel Mel Gibson? Or not?
No. It was after the cancellation.
After the cancellation.
No, before the cancellation. Is it? I don't think the film's that old.
Yeah, so it was after the cancellation.
Then after.
Yeah, it was after cancellation. So I don't think it's that new.
They cancelled the type of ghost.
And he's in like a Mexican prison.
Get the Gringo.
Yeah. What year is that?
2012.
Yes, after the cancellation.
Nah, man. That's 2012. That's Olympics.
Wait, why did you cancel him again?
Because he said nigger or something to his daughter or something.
And he went off on Jewish people. It was a long rant.
I told you, bro, when you go over that side, you're finished.
Yeah.
You're finished. I tell people that's when the real cancellation begins.
Yeah.
But he's still been getting films, though. He's not doing well.
Like, that's one of those
things. No, he had Meet the Fuckers, but he had that version. He's still getting films.
Daddy's
like,
Home Fuckers.
Like, Daddy's Home too.
Yeah.
Oh. But, you know, Mel Gibson is one of those guys. He could have been a lot bigger if it wasn't for, you know what I mean?
But he started to, remember, he done Patch of the Crass, he directed that.
Yeah. That's before cancellation.
Mm-hmm. Did you direct Apocalypse as well or something?
Yeah.
That movie
before the cancellation.
Yeah, before cancellation.
Remember, after cancellation,
LLF. What's he done, man?
Hacksaw Ridge in 2016.
Never heard of that.
Get the Gringo in 2012.
Sounds like a wrestler, bro. Hacksaw Ridge, you know.
Get the Gringo.
That's a Hacksaw Ridge.
Get the Gringo's a sick film, bro.
But in terms of kind of mainstream success.
Yeah, he hasn't had it since.
You know what I mean? Like, we ain't heard about it. So, you know what I mean? It's probably a decent film.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, what's the one with Kevin Spacey in it? Baby Driver. Baby Driver didn't get the love it was supposed to because Kevin Spacey had been cancelled.
Yeah.
So the promo for it was just...
No, but Baby Driver came out before that.
Nope.
I'm sure it did, man.
Nope. It came out after.
Are you sure?
How long has he been cancelled?
Nah, man.
I think it got cancelled last year, innit?
Nah, Baby Driver's been out longer than that, man.
Nope.
Baby Driver wasn't just good.
Bro, Baby Driver came out this year.
Oh, is it?
Was it this year or late last year?
No, it didn't, man.
I'm telling you.
Nah, it didn't come out this year.
Check the date on that. Check
Baby Driver 2017.
Check the statistics.
Yeah, end of 2017, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 2's coming out. So it must have been successful at some point.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey got cancelled when?
No, it was after that. So there was a film he did after that, which made like less than
$200. That one was. But Baby Driver, so they had filmed the film already and stuff like that.
When did Kevin Spacey's scandal come out?
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
And that's when he come out as gay, innit? Oh,
that's not why he got
cancelled,
bro.
That was this year, man. That was this year.
Sure, 2018.
Yes. He didn't get cancelled because he came out as gay.
No. He got cancelled because when did
Harvey Weinstein's happen?
That was all last year.
No, it was this year.
No, do you know why? It was last year because there was last year's Emmys when Oprah
was
doing a speech.
Bro,
his film took in $126 box office.
That was the other
after
film.
The scandal. Yeah, I know.
Was that last year?
Because I'm looking at
but that film, remember, they didn't do no promo because of that.
Yeah, but still, his name alone, that promo would have got...
Because of Kevin Spacey, they didn't do no promo. They just took a hit on that film. They're like, fuck it, let's just keep quiet.
Kevin Spacey, bro.
No one even knew the film came out.
I'm looking at an article from November the 7th here, where there's a complete list of his 15 accusers. Man. November 2017, so the stuff started.
This scandal was last year. And that's when he came out as gay, because when the boy accused him, he said, oh, actually, I'm a gay man, as if that was... He was hoping that coming out as gay.
That story was weird, though. Just laid on the boy, you know. Come out the shower and laid on the boy.
You know how I knew he did 13. That? You know how I knew he did that? Man says, I don't remember. But if I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
nigga, what you mean?
No, man said, if I did, dude, I'm disgusted with myself or some shit.
You know
that's
what I mean? Man
remember, said, that's what we were saying in the podcast at that time. That's our new one still. Where he said something like, there was, did you cheat on me? No. But if I did, I'm disgusted with myself, man. That I would ever think of doing that, man. What's the dinner anyway?
Mm? Nah, mad that is.
Mm? Let's move on.
That is mad, bro. Man just came out and just backed out the wheelie and said, lay down.
Were you there?
I read it.
Mm.
Kevin Spacey's career is over as Baby Driver co-star says he was a bully on set. But hey, everyone popped out like, ha ha.
I don't like Mighty Have Fallen.
Kevin Spacey was one of the sickest actors, bro.
Yeah,
he really was.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Even House of Cards.
Mad.
Because we're having a conversation when I was in America. I don't really watch it anymore, but supposedly because of this scandal, they've taken him out completely. Like, they didn't even finish the series properly because of that scandal.
Yeah, the girls know the
Yeah, boy. So like,
have you watched the last one?
Nah, I heard that she rubbish. Does a good job in terms of her role, but him not being in there.
Nah,
the way he segues from talking to you to talking back into the scene. Sick.
And in this one, she was doing that, but.
It's not the same. Yeah, not the same.
Because even when he will go to that brother's restaurant, they make the best ribs in the south.
Nah, trust
blah, 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 whatever. It just looks wavy, bruv.
Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Mm.
But he was bad boy, so wavy in Usual Suspects, you know what I mean? Bad boy, he played that role.
Mm.
Like
even Seven.
Yeah.
What's the other
similar
film?
Similar role.
With the roses in it.
American Beauty.
Oh, fucking sick film, bro.
But can we not big up Kevin Spacey too much?
For real, bro.
He's cancelled.
No, bro. Like I said, what he's done is despicable, but I can't ignore the fact that, you know, some of the films that he's done were crazy.
A lot of these people are talented.
You know what makes me laugh?
Billionaire Boys Club, that's the one that, you know what I mean, did poor. That one.
You said that he said there was no promo. They just threw
that out there, bro. You know, like, if you see it, you see it.
You know what makes me laugh as well, yeah? I was having a conversation with someone the other day and about R. Kelly, innit?
I knew it.
So, obviously, man's talking about, I can't remember what song I was singing. I think I was singing, did you ever think that you can be this rich, whatever. And someone's like, oh, it's listening to R. Kelly. I said, yes, I do. They're like, why? Why is he not cancelled for you? I said, okay, what's he been accused of? They listed a few things. I said, what's he been charged with? Nothing. So, if man hasn't been charged with anything, I believe I can fly, I can still fly.
I hear that, but I think that's a lame excuse.
No, it's not, because also, then I hit her with this. You used to listen to Michael Jackson, right? I said, yeah. I said, but wasn't he accused of child molestation?
No, but he was accused, trialed, and found innocent.
No, but there was bare case, there was bare people that accused him.
Yeah, he was found not guilty.
Of one trial. There was bare other cases came out, and he paid off people.
Okay. But sometimes you pay, not because you're guilty.
I hear that, but my point is the same energy you use for R. Kelly should be transferred to Michael Jackson, but it's not, because he's the king of pop and man does moonwalk and he's massive.
Yeah, but and also because R. Kelly isn't popping anymore. Let R. Kelly bring out two or three hits, we'll bang it.
But the thing is, R. Kelly, it's
in fashion and in trend to condemn R. Kelly.
I hear that. But R. Kelly's got a lot, bro. His list is extensive.
He's the best, for me, the king of R&B.
No, I'm not talking about his catalogue of music. I'm talking about his crimes, bro.
Bro, how many youths popped up to accuse Michael Jackson, bro? Was it new you every other day? Like, what do you mean?
Was wine and pills. Was he special?
Jesus juice.
Was he tall?
Man, he's calling Jesus juice. Remember?
Yeah, he said he got that from
Google. Man called it Jesus juice.
Gave them alcohol, bro.
Alcohol and sleeping pills.
That he gave. No, I don't know about sleeping pills. That's Bill Cosby.
I'm not saying the roofy thing. What I'm saying is this, isn't it? I'm not saying that Michael did it. I think Michael did it personally. But what I'm saying is the energy you use.
Yeah.
Has to be.
But we don't.
The same. It's not, because people pick and choose when
that's true,
they're outraged and when they're not. So
yeah, of course.
I'm listening to R. Kelly. Leave me alone.
Yeah, of course.
You don't listen to him. That's your business.
Still listen to Devi.
Who? The funniest thing is
the DV was wavy. I remember, bro, man, I have to listen to DV with their headphones in the car.
The funniest thing, I never
turn that down.
I never listened to him anyway. That's why I never listened to DV anyway.
You know what I mean, bro? It's wavy. I can't lie. You know what I mean? There's certain times where you don't get traffic, bro. Turn that down. You know, people looking at you. You know what I mean? When you drive off at the lights, turn that back up.
This brother's dumb, man. What's wrong with this brother?
In my hometown.
Looks like Rio.
You know, that dumb, bro. But yeah, no, so for me, I just feel like the collective outrage is just
selective.
It's selective on who's popping, where you are, your status, and whatever.
No, the funny one is Dave. Have you heard when Dave talks about Michael Jackson? When man was like, all of the kids, you know what I mean? The ones that apparently got molested or whatever, there was a Make-A-Wish Foundation, but they just seemed to be getting stronger. So that's why he was like, imagine if the cure for cancer was Michael Jackson's sucking your dick. So now it's like the government's like, Michael, we need your help. Michael's like,
Come on, Michael.
No, Dave is fucking funny because the way he breaks stuff down, and he was talking about, so, you know what I mean? Apparently these kids said Michael Jackson invited them to the house, you know what I mean? Made them some alcohol, gave them some pills, and sucked their dicks. And Dave was like, nigga, that's a good host. Listen, that is a good host.
They suppose I'm wrong,
bro. Like, it's wrong the way he's sick, the way
he but Dave's what makes sense because he's like, hold on, like, I grew up and I listened to Thriller and I kind of want to meet this dude.
Like, why do you want to meet this dude?
You don't remember Michael for anything and your last wish is to see Michael Jackson?
It's
true, though.
And that's when he was like, all of these kids seem to be getting stronger and stronger.
And he was saying about the kid that his last wish was to see Michael Jackson, but every day I come to his trial, this nigga keep getting stronger.
Yeah, because
the health bar just keeps growing and growing. Like,
no, Dave is funny.
Do you feel bad when you laugh at these jokes,
bro? But the thing is,
Isaac's laughing, bro.
Bro, the shit was funny because with Dave, the way he tells it,
not funny. Obviously, do you feel bad when you laugh? Like,
because where the joke goes, you know what I mean, and the points that are made and stuff like that. One, he's not saying it's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's not even like he's making light of it or saying rape is funny.
Wait, I think the show talking about the best joke of that show. Well, one of the best jokes is where the Chinese woman gets mad
in the crowd.
In the crowd.
Oh yeah.
And he goes, "We're not going to support no more. We're not going to buy no more of your DVD." Goes, "We're not going to buy no more of your content." "By all means, Chinese people don't buy DVDs."
The way man dropped it, you know what I mean? Hell, don't buy DVDs. No, the funniest one as well. Have you heard the one where he's talking about he was doing stand up and he bombed in it?
Yeah,
woman in the crowd was like, "We want our money back." Man said, "With all due respect, you ain't never getting your fucking money back." Man said, "With all due respect, you ain't never getting your fucking money back." And that's the days like went out and spent $25,000 buying homeless people chewing gum. And man says they're gonna chew and chew all night and still be hungry. Oh, Dave is fucking funny. And he's like, "Listen, I'm like Evil Knievel, bro. I get paid for the attempt." You know what I mean? If it don't land, it don't land. I get paid for the attempt. But the one thing about Dave is he don't discriminate in terms of telling jokes. Beat black people. You know what I mean? Like, but he always has a point. Because if you look at the Chappelle Show and so on and so on, like going back, a lot of the stuff that's people are talking about now and so on, Dave did back then. Remember, Dave boycotted BET. No, not BET, Comedy Central and all of those channels at his prime. So it's not even like, you know, he was at a point in his life where it wasn't going well and he decided at the prime of his career, he boycotted, you know what I'm saying?
How much did Netflix give him again?
40 million.
I think it was...
No, more than that.
It was about 50 to 60. Because remember, they brought three specials off him.
That's mad.
So it was
and he already had two in the locker. Yeah. He goes,
"Here
you go."
Yeah, man says I had already written them. Yeah. But like I said, Dave, he's one of those people that's done quite a bit for the community. And if we look back at a lot of stuff, like there's a lot of messages in a lot of stuff.
But do you think there should be a limit to where you can go in comedy?
No.
Like, are there boundaries?
No.
Well, as into your humor.
Yeah.
I watch some of these white people from...
I'm telling you, that's what... You know what I mean? And that's how joke...
different. But and they just sit there and laugh, man.
But could a white person take it there with slavery?
A
white comedian?
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It depends. And it just... My thing is, with jokes, jokes are jokes. You know what I mean? Mm. If someone is then being maybe saying hurtful or being racist and stuff like that, there's obviously a fine line between a joke and just being offensive. You know what I mean?
But it's hurtful to that.
So, Frank, what's his name again? Is it Frankie Boyle?
Frankie Boyle.
Yeah.
Fam. He's being hurtful, bro. Obviously, it's humor.
But my thing is,
some of the humor.
Something, okay, it's like when they talk about being offensive, just because something offends you, does that automatically make it offensive? Because think about it, it doesn't offend other people, but it offends you. So does that make that something that's offensive?
Yeah,
or something
that offends you? No, that depends though, because...
Is it offensive or does it offend you? Man.
No, but someone can say something that doesn't offend white people, it offends black people in general.
So it depends. So nothing will offend everyone.
Yeah.
But if you're offended...
No, I'm saying like within the demographic of black people, some black people can be offended, some aren't.
Yeah, but it's still offensive. And I guess also, if you are the butt of the joke, so for example,
yeah,
the Bill Cosby joke, to us is funny. If my sister was one of the victims, then it's no longer funny for me.
Man, they put no fork.
I guess, yeah, if you put it like that, I guess. But I'm saying with the whole, I think with Dave, it's where the joke ends up. So if it was just, he made jokes.
Please, man. Thank you.
Oh, you're what? Getting plates?
No,
if he made the joke and it was just, I'm just bantering Bill Cosby raping people and there's no message to this, then it would be like, raw.
Okay,
that's
a
bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mad. But with Dave, you know what I mean? Kind of every joke leads up to
something.
Something. Even when he's speaking on the transgenders, even with the Amish people, you know, he's like, yo, Zeke, you know what I mean? Because he's like, I just got my new Porsche, you know what I mean? I had to pull up to the Amish people. Do this journey in 15 minutes, you know, take you 2 days, you know what I mean? Just little things like that. Yeah, and he talks about when he was racially abused and the kid, you know, is thrown the snow.
So basically, they
called him a nigger.
Yeah.
And then they threw snow at him. And he was like, and I was very happy, you know, because throwing snow is, you know, being a misdemeanor, whatever offense, you know what I mean? Yeah. And if you combine it with calling me a nigger, that's a hate crime. That's a hate crime. But he touches on a lot of, he touches on a lot of important things.
Yeah.
And that's what comedy is about, especially with people like the Daves and stuff. They bring light to certain issues.
Yeah, definitely. Chris Rock.
In a humorous way.
Yeah,
bro, that's just how it is.
No, that's
they bring
true.
Light to important and sensitive topics in a different way.
So, speaking of transgender.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Speaking of transgender, because...
I'm editing this anyway. So.
I see a tweet about how if you will not date a trans woman, you are transphobic.
And then people... They
so, would you guys be willing to date
a trans woman? If I'm not willing to date a dude, does that make me homophobic?
No, but... Are trans women?
Trans women can be whatever they want. You know,
are they women?
I don't know. Like,
would you date one?
Would I? Nah, it's not for me personally, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't date. Right,
man, move on, man. Trying to tick it, man. Move, man.
I feel like no. You know, it's a legit question because we are in a society where these are things where people tell you if you don't do A, B, C, and C and D, you're this, and this. Well, there's so many types of people I wouldn't date.
Yeah,
does that
yeah.
mean I have anything against those types of people? No.
Yeah.
They can date whoever they want to date, bro. I'm not troubling no one. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just not dating that type of person, this type of person, that
especially
type of person.
If you want children. If you want children, dating a trans woman, you can't have children with a trans woman.
I'm going into detail like that. But
no, but I'm saying.
Listen, I hear you. No, it's the truth. Like I said.
If I remove the mic.
If I want children, I can't date a trans woman.
No, that's
you know what I mean?
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. So for me, I feel like that statement that said, you know, if you wouldn't date a trans woman, you're transphobic. Because there are people that do date trans women that are transphobic. You see what I mean? Because think about it. There's dudes right now that probably don't like black women like that. They still have sex with black women. You see what I mean?
Just because of fetish.
There we go. Whether it's a fetish, it's a this and this and this. So, you know what I mean? Saying I would date trans women wouldn't automatically, you know, mean I'm not transphobic.
Yeah, that's true.
You see what I mean? Because remember, a lot of these people that do kind of have sex with trans women and so on and so on, they do it under the covers. Then they come outside and then they, you know, they chat hella shit.
What's the definition of a trans woman?
I Google that one.
I guess I'm guessing it's someone who has had a sex change, isn't it? Or it could even be someone that identifies as a woman.
Yeah.
So I could. Man. Yeah, I could. I now feel that I am Jennifer.
With a wig.
That's just as long as I feel like it. And so I might start the process of sex change. I might not. But I can identify as the sex I want.
If you identify, like I said, if you identify as a woman, you are a woman.
Yeah. In this generation of things. And so if you then wouldn't date me because of that, then you are, according to the tweet, transphobic.
It was interesting. You can lose your Twitter account for mislabeling them now. You know, if you don't use the right pronouns.
Yeah.
So if you were to refer to Caitlyn Jenner as Bruce Jenner, if you were to call him a he and stuff like that, that's could cost you your account.
But if you could produce ever a nigger from as an angry Liverpool fan, your Twitter's still there.
Yeah.
Great news, Bob.
It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Because the people that control them things don't care about us. Don't care about us. Don't care about us. Don't care about us.
You are now listening to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Yeah.
But if you could produce ever a nigger
from as an angry Liverpool fan. Your Twitter's still there.
Yeah.
Great news, Bob.
It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Because the people that control them things don't care about us.
What do you think of these, the Calabasas he's in his mouth?
No, I don't like them. They're like Reeboks, right?
No, how much?
I don't mind them. At first, I think in this colorway, I don't mind.
Black man, dude, man, you can never boo me, school me, do me, you can never. Michael's schooling us from day, you know.
Yeah.
Man was in prison.
That's right.
Man was in Brazil in the favelas telling us, listen, they don't care about us, you know. I now got all this paper. Right. I know I'm not even going to stay with you that long because I'm out in the next half an hour. But man, know your plight, innit? Right. Yeah? Anyway, peace out. Let me get that vase and, you know what I mean?
That one. Did we already get that one?
And that monkey. That-
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get that one and that one. It was funny because I laugh at the bit where the dude was trying to kind of take the piss. Like, do you have enough space for this? And Michael was like, it's for the other house. You know what I mean? It's letting him know it's for the other crib. You know what I mean? It's like, you have space in your yard for this. Brother, you know what I mean? There's other cribs for this shit. You know what I mean? Stop asking me them big man questions.
Imagine Michael Jackson was alive during... Then again, they made more money back in the day, innit?
Yeah, so CDs, selling CDs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spotify
days.
Yeah.
But even...
Streams would be in.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He'll still be... Imagine. Like 10 billion views.
Now, Michael Jackson, bro, he's...
And his YouTube.
Yeah.
The new Michael Jackson video dropping on Friday. Mad thing.
Blood.
SB... Yeah. TV.
Nah, that would
MJ just covered out like.
Listen, he wouldn't be on link up.
Them moccasins are long though. Not enough allow it, man.
What, shoes?
Come on, MJ, like, come on, man.
But then again, like I said, MJ paved the way for Taser to wear white socks and black. Did he not? Who was the original? Taser, am I lying? Who's the original? Was Michael Jackson not wearing the white socks with the crop trousers back then?
Did he want that? Is that why man's wearing it? Because of MJ?
I never said that. I just said man set pace. You know what I mean?
He did set pace.
I didn't say, like I said, bro, I didn't say Michael Jackson is the reason. I didn't say he was the reason you do it. I just said he set pace. No one was doing that like he did.
Wait, hold on. Am
I lying?
Are you being serious?
Yes.
You're moving mad, Keith.
Did he not set the trend?
You're moving mad.
Did he not set the trend?
Let me get this straight.
Is that why you do it?
Taser is bamboo. Taser's like looking at man like, what?
I never said, did I say that's why you do it?
No.
So what you must do?
But he set pace to allow Taze to do that. Like,
yes,
he's the reason behind Taze.
No, he allowed you, man, to do that. It's fashionable.
Yeah, it's
fashionable now.
Yeah, it's fashionable. You know
why? Taze just wore white socks with black trainers. Just happened to
because
avoid
it. That's his style.
Because of fashion.
Not, bro.
All my socks are white.
Yes, okay, but you say this. You say this. Man says, Taze, did you buy the socks white or do you not every pair of socks they send you to your house are white? Do you not buy those socks by choice?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, man.
But did he wear every pair of socks with a black pair of trousers?
No, but I'm saying that's his style. Style is he wears white socks. You know what I mean? With his joints. Yes or no?
That's because of Michael Jackson, though.
I never said it was. Did I say you because of Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson paved the way.
But you're talking to me. Yes, I said man.
He did pave the way. Okay.
Let me get it straight. So Michael Jackson set trends and was a trendsetter, but it didn't influence Taser anyway. So how's that relevant?
No, it didn't influence Taser.
I never said it didn't influence Taser in any way. I said Taser didn't do it because of Michael Jackson. I just said Michael Jackson did set the trend so the man could do that.
Yeah, he made it okay.
So if a man set the trend to do that, but Taser didn't do it because of that, then what's the relevance to Taser then?
What's the relevance to... I just pointed it out because man's wearing black trousers and the white socks. That's it.
Do you remember, when Dipset was hot and Cameron made it okay for man to start wearing pink?
That's clear though.
Yeah,
but now
pink is okay now. So now you don't even think about Cameron, but he set pace.
But I wouldn't wear pink because of Cameron. But like I'm saying, they're the ones that put it into the atmosphere.
Kids that ain't seen Cameron ever wear pink and they're not wearing it.
Yeah, but they've seen someone who's done it. You know what I mean? It's come all the way down the line.
To be fair, people wearing pink before cab.
But I'm saying in our community, not in that way, not it was frowned upon.
In the shop I was working in, there was pink shirts on sale and bare men were wearing pink.
Not like that. Cameron made it a thing.
No.
He did.
No.
You lot are choosing to...
Wait, Cameron did not make wearing pink a thing.
In the black community, in the black hip-hop community.
In the black community, he made it.
Black hip-hop community, yes. That's you know what I mean? That's undeniable because that was his thing. What's the time?
The six man has made it all right for man to wear different colours in here.
He's made it. No, because that didn't take off. Just because someone does it.
That's my point, exactly. Yeah, but Michael took off with some people, some people do that.
If he did it and then it became a trend where everyone started to do it, we could attribute
it
to
Michael Jackson. Everyone started doing it and Michael Jackson done the white socks.
And plus, I don't remember my dad doing that, but my uncle's wearing white socks.
Or anyone in my school wearing...
But for something to be a trend, it has to be everyone in the world who does it.
No, but generally, more people have to do it. Like in school, any man with black socks, I mean white socks.
Bro, you say this like our time, Michael Jackson was getting dissed.
Anyone in school had white socks showing with their trousers, we're getting dissed.
But amongst that, you say this like every trend is for every single period of time. Bro, okay. Bro, let's go. Here's the deal. People that were wearing tight jeans back in the day were getting dissed. Now they're okay.
Trends shift.
Men can't say to me like trends don't shift and move about.
Cool, trends do shift, yes, but...
But back in the day, Mandem were wearing tight jeans back in the day. Tight jeans went out of fashion and tight jeans came back. Trends move about. So just because during your time, it wasn't a thing and now it's come back. Fashion goes all the way around every single time.
We're not talking about fashion trends. We're talking about you saying that
it is a fashion allowed
Taze to do that when man just bought white socks and happened to wear it with
But like I
trousers.
Said, Taze, is it not a fashion statement? Is it not part of your style? Are socks not part of your style? Answer that question correctly.
Man's looking like some mumu.
Is that not part of your style?
It's the way you're saying it.
What do you mean? How is it?
That's not the same thing.
It's a conscious decision that I make to buy white socks, but I don't put it on as a style.
I'm wearing black tracksuit.
And what you're mixing up is that little Wayne style
with skateboarder thing where they pull the socks up. That might be Taser's thing where Taser pulls his white socks up and he wears shorts.
Because of Lil Wayne.
No, but I'm saying, but that kind of skateboardy kind of thing, but it's not to do with Michael Jackson.
So why do you
want to
give Lil Wayne
post,
but not Michael?
That's not even Lil Wayne. That's not even Lil Wayne.
But where'd you get it from?
It's the... What inspired you?
It's the gangbangers
in California. That's how they dress in it.
Is that what inspired you?
Yeah, when I wear the long socks with like Vans or something.
That's the look
I'm going for with the bandana.
That style was motivated by someone at some point. You couldn't pick one of the first people.
But no one's saying that. It's not, but you're saying Michael Jackson influenced man now.
Like I said, you know, I think man didn't want to be obtuse right now. All I'm saying, you heard what I said. I never said it. And I've said it point. I said it word for word. I said Taser was not motivated. What if you wore
red socks?
Then I wouldn't use that as a fucking example, would I?
Wait, hold on, let me get it. Did Michael doesn't create white socks or something?
No, but I'm saying his style was to wear white socks with black trousers. Because it's one of those ones where formally, like, it's something that's frowned upon. If you wear black trousers or if you were to wear a suit with white socks, it's frowned upon.
That's what I'm saying. Cool, I hear what you're saying. But he's wearing a tracksuit with trainers, like with suits, yes. But Michael Jackson was wearing trousers and he'll wear a white top or something with the socks. Cool, that's fine. But that's something that goes against the grain because that was his style, the moccasins, the white socks and the trousers. Taze is not wearing moccasins, he's wearing Prestos. He's not wearing trousers, he's wearing tracksuit bottoms. And he hasn't done it because of Michael Jackson.
Did I say man did it because of Michael Jackson?
I didn't say you did, but...
But you're saying he didn't do it, to infer that I said he did.
But you're putting a reference of Michael Jackson setting trends to allow Taze now in 2018 to be able to wear white socks.
He never said that though.
What did he say? He said that Michael Jackson set the trend to allow Taze to be able to do that.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with Michael Jackson, because he helped set the trend. No, because
the
trend has set. Now, when the trend gets set, it gets passed on and passed on and passed on. And then it becomes okay. So then you might not think about Michael Jackson at all now.
But he's not showing the socks on purpose.
He's showing the socks on purpose.
I'm sitting down.
He's sitting down. The thing's rid up. When he's walking, the socks showing.
If it doesn't matter that the socks don't show or whatever, why is it specifically white socks?
I like wearing white socks.
You only wear
have black or
yes, because you buy white socks because you like that style.
Yeah, but I don't buy white socks because of Michael Jackson.
And did I say you did? Oh, you're a fucking idiot, bro.
That's what we're getting at, though.
No, this is Brent. Are you hearing it? I don't understand what's going on here, bro.
It's either you're retarded or you're retarded, bro. This question is, Taser, there is a reason you buy the white socks because it's part of your style. It is a style. It's a conscious decision, you know what I mean? Because you like how the shit looks.
Yeah.
Is that not part of your style? Is that not what, you know what I mean? You like the way the shit looks.
Because of Michael Jackson. Setting pace.
You're being an idiot now because you're just throwing that in there because you know I never said that. And I never said, like I said, I didn't say did you, Taser does that because
I didn't
of
say you said. I said that you said Mark Jackson set pace back day by wearing the socks to allow Taser to do that now.
Yes.
Let me get my lid back for you.
Oh, this is your lid here.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I said, if it's a trend, you know what I mean? The trend comes down. So like I said, follows, you specifically, you could have seen, let's say, Kunle down the road. So let's say Kunle down the road was inspired by someone that was inspired by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The trend in itself is a Michael Jackson inspired trend.
Yes.
You know what I mean, would have picked that up off someone else. You know what I mean? It's still a trend that is inspired by this person. You yourself aren't specifically inspired by Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? You're inspired by someone, boom, 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 but the style still starts at that person, essentially, and it gets passed down. Yeah. So you might have seen that person there, so that's who's inspired you to do that.
But who inspired the person trend, inspired you?
You know what I mean? So for me, I'm not saying you. And like I said, we're not going to argue and say I said you. I said, and this is something you can quote me on when you listen back to this, I didn't say Michael Jackson specifically inspired you.
I
said, you know what I mean? He might have said that. But like I said, for me, I was like, you know what I mean? That's the trend he said. Because like I said, if you look around that time and boom, 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 you don't see no one else that was doing it. So that was his style. And it's a style that he gave birth to. Simple. You know what I mean? It may not have been directly linked to you. Those are not his children.
Michael just gave white kids. How did he get white kids?
What's the names again? Beach and Blanket or something?
Beach and Blanket.
Blanket and...
Blanket and something?
Nah.
They're
not called Beach and Blanket.
Blanket and Bubbles
nah,
or something.
Put some respect
Bubbles
on
the monkey. Bubbles the monkey. Bubbles, Blanket and something else.
What's it? I swear it's... isn't it Jermaine?
That's a Jermaine, you know?
That's his brother.
That's a Jermaine,
Paris, is it Paris?
Is it Reggie?
Paris.
Yeah, Paris.
What's a Reggie?
The maddest thing, Mark Jackson, like, he, again as well, remember when he... hung his baby over the balcony.
Yeah, bro. Blanket,
right about now, you blanket. Do that. You're losing your kids. Full stop.
Full stop.
Man brought the kids back in.
Gloria,
blood. You're
Gloria
losing your kids for that, bro.
Gloria Allred was at his neck for that. The lawyer, because remember, she's the one who brought the case on him. She was sitting in the office one day. She's seen it. She's like, I don't like that, bro. Brought a case against.
Why did you do that? Well, I don't know why he done that though.
Bro, he wasn't okay.
That wasn't funny though.
He wasn't okay.
Yeah, he had a hard childhood, didn't it?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. And the one thing you find with a lot of people that are super talented, have you found that there's always something kind of wrong with them? Because it's a burden of extreme talent.
It's like autism, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're good at one thing really well and then everything else,
you know, kind of suffers. Because we look at a lot of high-performing individuals, there's always something.
They're not normal.
You know what I mean? Yeah, in terms of, you know, being like general society. It's just mad, bro, when you take it in. But yeah, Michael Jackson, he was definitely. Think about it. Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson... OJ. You know what I mean? OJ, man, still one of the cheekiest people on the planet. I didn't do it, but if I had, you can read my book that tells you how I would have
so
done it.
Wild, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know how wavy that is, bro? Man says, I didn't do it, but if I had,
but
this is how I would have done it.
Apparently, he was a bad man in jail. Like, in jail, apparently he was.
That's a murderer, bro. What do you mean?
Alleged.
That's a murderer, big man.
He would have a lot of respect in jail, though. Because OJ
because he's a murderer.
Yeah. Like, OJ was that
juice.
Guy, bro.
Yeah.
Juice. Like, everyone knew about OJ the juice.
Yeah.
Is that beef?
And
mushrooms.
Even with Dave. Remember when Dave was like him and Chris Tucker? And you know what I mean?
Take a picture.
Take a picture. Man's like, fuck that. Man says, my career, we cannot. So the way my career is set up right now, you cannot survive a picture with OJ.
Oh, that's a good topic to talk about, yeah. Oh, young segue.
OJ done it.
No, 6'9".
Guilty as fuck. He did that
6'9".
6'9" situation.
Apparently he pled not guilty, innit?
Yeah.
And the case is what? Next year, September?
Bruv, they fucked him up with that, bruv. Remind till next year.
Yeah, that's mad.
They've just stalled man's whole career. Man has bought an album as well. Finished.
He's had to drop it today. He's just dropped it. He just had to.
No tour dates, nothing.
I personally don't think he took it seriously, what was going on. I think he thought it was.
He's not a serious borderline. Individual.
Yeah, and I think the borderline banter. But he's not realizing, like, it goes back to what you said about what's that saying you say? You can ignore the consequences of.
Oh, you can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of.
Yeah, so I think
reality.
He was just like, he was just living life, money's coming in, he's doing whatever he wants, carefree, not realizing that the people behind him
are on some real shit.
We
need to factor in, you know, when we speak on 6ix9ine and so on and so on, we need to factor in a lot of things. One, he's a youth.
He's 22.
He's a youth.
And all the people that are on the same case as him, the other six guys.
Big grown men,
like 33 to 37.
Okay. You see what I mean? So he's for 22. Him, he's around them, man. And they've kind of, remember, them man have gassed them up because one, they want the lifestyle and they want the peace. Yeah, so for him, they've offered him all of that protection and so on and so on. They've gassed him to do whatever because one, it boosts his image. And for them, they keep chopping his peas.
You know when he had the beef with Chief Keef, yeah? He said he went to the block. He was there for 5 seconds.
And he said it for him, but remember.
He said it now, at the time.
No, at the time they knew, because the video was early in the morning.
But if you see the way he.
But he said he went in the morning. He said he went in the morning when. Obviously,
yeah. Or in the morning.
He admitted he went in the morning. Yeah, and it was. But he, you know, like when. No, remember, he said he was there for like 15 minutes. Like, he took time.
Nah, he
admitted
it
now.
He said, I was there for four seconds. That's a massacre because I care about my life.
You see the video. Man comes out the truck and jumps right back in.
Yeah. And he said it, but for him, you know what I mean? Again, you can see that he's a kid.
Mm. But you see this case, yeah, the reason why I think he'll bust case, yeah, is because there's a lot of things he wasn't privy to. Mm. Like, for example, you see the racketeering, I don't know which one it is, yeah, but the most recent one where they speak about Shotty took 2.5 of his money. Yeah, so he confirmed a booking. I think it was like 10 shows, yeah. But he only promised 6ix9ine, I think.
300 bags.
300 bags.
And took the other 2.2 million.
2.5.
Mad. Exactly.
He took 2.5 and gave 6ix9ine free.
No, it was 2.5 in total.
Are you sure? Because I thought what you said, like, sure, he took 2.5.
They would have taken 1.8 and he would have taken, I think, 6, 7. Do you know what I mean? 1,000. But when he found out, the only reason he found out is because he said he spoke to one of the... one of the dudes from the end he was doing it with, And they told him that, right, no, you paid 2.5, not 600,000. And he's like, what? But obviously, he wasn't making it, he wasn't clear in his Breakfast Club interview that he was talking about his boy. He was just speaking generally.
He didn't say who.
Obviously, he's come out now that he's talking about his own boy. That's why he cut his whole team off.
That's mad.
Imagine me doing a free shots booking. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, they're offering us 6 meals.
But the thing is with America, the only problem with America is so dangerous that more times when you hear about people getting bagged, it's always an informant.
He's got an informant.
And also, or you can just do a plea deal.
And when they slap them with the RICO Act as well, bro, they take the whole team. Bro. It's kind of like joint enterprise and stuff like that over here and so on. When they slap them with the RICO, bro, you are gone.
Could imagine them catching me, you and Keith or something. But Keith's the first one they catch. Keith's like, right, I'll tell you about that, man. But I want immunity or I want blah, blah, blah. And they give Keith that.
Yeah,
me and you are getting the 60 years. Keith's getting 4 years.
Or in terms of, I can go out, me and Marv can go out there and do a mad thing and boom, boom, boom. But as you're part of the collective and so on,
I get dragged into it, realizing, like, because we phone each other anyway.
So certain things, like, if you're
that's
privy,
like Bobby Smurder, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're privy to certain things and boom, 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 and that's why they'll slap you. It's a conspiracy. You know what I mean? You may not have been there and you may not have participated.
Max B just made a phone call.
Was there, though.
It wasn't there. He made a phone call.
I heard he was there.
Guilty as well.
He made a phone call.
Didn't see Murder Boss that case yet?
When we was in the shootout in the...
The shooting. Remember you shot the
16-year-old? I don't think he did, you know. I don't think so.
C Murder, are you sure?
I don't think so.
You know when you know it's peak, the man changed his name to C Miller.
He had the one thing when he was in a shootout at the club as well. You see that at the door? When he had beef with someone at the door and then he started shooting out at the door.
What, Master P's brother?
Mm. I thought he went to jail for that.
See, Murder.
He's been there for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, second. It's sad though, man. Says
the
6ix9ine. Oh, the 6ix9ine, okay. I thought he meant the C Murder.
Donnie was actually, not saying he's talented, but he was doing his
Even if he comes out in a year, he's still going to be changed. It won't be just the momentum's not the same anymore.
Yeah, he won't be the same guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, he thought everything was a joke. Banter. It's not like he was. You know, like, so you guys, you get certain men who are serious dudes, but they know how to banter as well. Like, it's not going too far. Like, I think Casanova's like one of them guys who'll banter to a certain extent. He'll be like, nah, this is
Casanova's serious.
He's a serious, he's a serious guy. Even he said, he goes, oh, I feel sorry for you. Because everyone knew, when he was doing all what he was doing, everyone knew that this guy is serious. He's not about nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously his team is, but he's not. Because he didn't even make no sense in the interview. He goes, Treyway don't make no sense. Treyway doesn't mean anything. It's just something that I said, like 50 Cent said, get the strap. Yeah. Obviously, he had media training. But then he flopped because at the end, then he said Treyway. Then your boy's gone to court and man's screaming, exactly. Treyway in court. Yeah. Man said, we don't bold. So said, we don't fold, we don't bend. Treyway.
Judge is like, slap that nigga. Slap that nigga.
Getting life.
60 years. stupid nigga.
Mad peak like that. But yeah, we definitely do kind of have to factor in that he's a youth, bro. And you know what I mean? And a lot of his decisions are based on the fact that he's a kid.
Yeah.
And it happens to a lot of people in America where all of these kids get insane amounts of money. You know what I mean? Mm. Think of your little brother Taser. Go out there and give him 10 mil.
Yeah,
he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
Losing his wig. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And think about it, there's no you around, there's no person around him with the right kind of mentality. Mm. So he's stuck with a bunch of idiots
and
a shitload of money. Yeah. And they want him to keep making this piece.
The
they want him
money.
To keep dropping the man the money, you know what I mean? Protection money, this money. But it's the golden goose, bro.
Yeah.
Why would you see what I mean? So that's why they offer him the protection. We see it a lot nowadays with even in our scene, a lot of rappers that aren't about it, but a lot of guys on the roads, they want to be, you know what I mean, in all of these high-end places. They want the celeb life. The road guys, they want the road recognition. So it's a trade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll give you that certification.
Yeah.
You just take us where you go and boom, boom, boom. So a lot of rappers are allowed to say things. You're thinking, no, you weren't about that. But they don't
I saw it happen once here. One rapper was on the rise. He was in West End. A youth barged into him. The rapper's like, all right, sorry. Like, it's clearly an accident. Yeah. One youth that was about it came, banged over this dude. Goes, yeah, I'll be your protection. What are you saying?
Wow.
He didn't give him a chance to say no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be your protection.
You owe me now, bro. Right.
No, and but think about this.
My hand hurts. All of a sudden, they started rolling. And they started rolling. But you could tell that, like, the youth was onto him. Like,
yeah.
He saw that there was money there and he wanted a piece of it.
But that's just, that's how it works.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mandem will roll up and yeah, we're going to protect you. From what? And you know what I mean? We could cause you some serious problems. We protected you from us. Yeah. That's literally it.
Yeah,
we
have
protected you from the problems we could cause you if you don't behave yourself. And that's simply how it works. It happens now, bro. Footballers and so on and so on and so on and so on. You see it like
Bear man
get caught up in that situation. And 6ix9ine, he was in a similar situation. That's why even when all of that information came out, remember they were like, there was information that they were planning on clapping him.
Yeah.
You know what? The only thing I don't get is the whole Hot 97 thing. When Ebro was talking, yo, we got some intelligence like
they contacted
from
us with
the,
this, boom, boom.
The NYPD, and they read out a statement from the NYPD. Like, that's 50 mad.
50 was on to
him. Like, that's like the Metropolitan Police messaging Three Shots
and like,
saying, yo, they're on the case for this person.
No, they're definitely questioning, like, what relationship
are you getting intel? There's a lawyer that's got an Instagram account that apparently was in the room.
Oh, yeah, no, that lawyer, he makes videos about different things.
Oh, okay. So it's legit.
Yeah, yeah, so he'd been making videos, but that time, what he was doing, he had a court case, you know what I mean, 6ix9ine, so happened to, you know what I mean, kind of have a case in the same block. So he's gone in to watch what was going on and so on.
Would you be surprised if 50 Cent came out as an informant?
No.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised?
Yeah.
At all, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be surprised.
I would be.
If 50 was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Given his background and so on and so on, I think, listen to that podcast, Mogul, where they talk about, what's his name? Chris Lighty.
Yeah.
And you think of, you see 50s come up and so on and so on, bro. You know, at some point, no label wanted to fuck with 50 because of his, bro, there were real life shootouts. Chris Lighty had to get he was his manager now, you know what I mean? Chris Lighty had to get his car, he had to get his car armored. And it's mad. Imagine more of you're leaving work and so on, you know what I mean? And a car exactly like yours gets shot up. That's literally how mad 50, you know what I mean? So it would be mad for 50 to be in that situation. But who knows? Maybe he did it to get protection.
He's mad.
But for me, it would be surprising for me. But his come up and so on, bro, no one wanted to fuck with him because of his situation. Like, it was real life. It wasn't none of this, you know, it's joke shit. Because remember, them people tried to clap him. Yeah. They didn't get him.
Well, he survived,
didn't
he?
You know what I mean? It's unfinished business and so on and so on and so on. So, you know what I mean? So whoever's around him can get it.
He's sick, though. But does he have a team around him?
Who?
That is known. Besides, like, obviously, the obvious G-Unit. Like, other man. Or do you just think he just knows Bear Man in different hoods?
But he was, you know what I mean? He was about it back in the day. So, you know, with that. Because remember, now these guys are different. They live a different life. 50 was one of them man that was in the trenches, essentially.
He was fully
on the roads, doing what he was doing. You know what I mean? Busting shots, boom, boom, boom. So, you know, when you kind of come up like that, you know people. You're around people.
He's sick, man. He's too sick. I remember watching an interview where he's talking about where he wanted to sign Uncle Murder. And then he's been trying to contact Uncle Murder for time. Uncle Murder's been like, yeah, but he's trying to shop around kind of thing. And then Jay-Z took interest in Uncle Murder. Somehow 50 Cent found out what time the meeting was going to be, went there like 20 minutes before. But obviously he's not supposed to be in the building.
Yeah,
I think it was Def Jam. Ran up in Def Jam, hoodied up. No one knew who it was, just like someone in the building. Found out the room, ran in the room, stuck it on Uncle Murder. Because listen, whatever 50's going to give you, sorry, whatever Jay-Z's going to give you, I'll give you a better deal. But obviously you're going to choose Jay-Z because you think he's better to be. Uncle Murder sitting there shook like, nah, man, I just want to hear what he has to say kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 50 just cut. Goes, all right, cool. The deal's on the table, innit? Yeah. Cut. Jay-Z's obviously come in, spoken to blah, blah, blah. Uncle Murder's decided to go with Jay-Z. So she's like, all right, let's see how far your career goes. Where's Uncle Murder now? Where's 50 now? Do you know what I mean?
He's with 50.
Back in the day when like 50 was hot, but it was like not hot enough to sign another rapper.
Oh, okay. Uncle Murder's another one that's on crud because, you know, police have been onto him for years, you know what I mean? But the way he raps so openly, because have you heard this tune where he's talking about, I killed that nigga, you know, but they'll rap about it. My friend doesn't like it when I rap about it, you know, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's too open. Like, there's some rappers that are about it, but they're too open. Like AR Ab, big man, relax. Mm. He's snitching on a tune.
Didn't they catch him with like a Zed the other day, bro? He's like, even if he got back with a Zed the other day.
He got shot. I think he got shot like 8 times.
He's been shot bare times.
Like in Philly, the man are in the tray. You see his boy Dark Low. It looks like a mixture between you and P, bro. This guy is so wham, and his beard's like here. You don't want to see him in the alley. You don't want to see. These are the guys that they roll with. You can't be going to label meetings with this dude behind you. Nah, man, that's
A&R's are
they're rattled.
So this contractor, God, he's big.
ARM, and it's awkward because you gotta remember, these men are on the roads. They're making money, they're not making stupid money. So when they go to the labels are offering the same money that they can probably make in 2 months. They're thinking, we can make that in brick. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but it's like it's a difference between the roads and being corporate. Yeah. So. I don't think a lot of them understand that.
Mm. And they're still living the same lives. Girls know them. They get the people know them on road. Like, what's the point?
So I mean, so it's a bit of an awkward one for these, like...
No, actually not. Arab appear. Arab charged with running drug trafficking organization in Philadelphia. You know, I think he got nicked with 8 other people. I forgot he was on Cash Money.
Right. They make it sound so... Yeah.
He was charged along with 8 other people. Yeah, so there was West is charged with selling cocaine, 5 kilograms, crack, 280 grams or more, methamphetamine.
This bit is gone.
50 grams or more, like, and heroin over 100 grams.
This bit
grams.
Is gone.
It's
gone.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
280 grams of crack.
Bro, 5 boxes of coke, bro. Are you mad? 5 boxes of coke.
Five.
These men are really
280 grams is less than.
But they look like bums. That's what's funny. They look bummy. Like, they don't care. They're still on the block. Bummy.
Mm. Bums with money.
Boot cuts, ACG boots. Them man, but that's just Philly, innit? Mm. Yeah. Will Smith, Kevin Hart, and the man that said, "Fuck that, man, we're out."
a lot of men in this music thing, and it's just kind of like here. A lot of men are still about it because remember, a lot of men don't make that much from music, that money has to come from somewhere. Essentially, it's
even
the same.
Have you not seen Freeway recently?
No.
I think he had what do you call it when you have a? I think they've removed his kidney. He's on a dialysis, innit?
Yeah. Oh, he's lost their weight.
What? Mm. Bruv, he's lost mad weight. He's still got the beard though.
Freeway. Yeah. Do you remember them from that movie? Huh? What's the movie, man?
Paper Soldiers.
Stay Property. He thought this nigga a surprise party. Remember? You remember what they meant by that? Like, we're gonna fuck this man up. And he's sitting there, Dave Dash's bear smiling, bro. Like, I'll throw you a surprise party. Yeah, that movie was something else. That's when, who was it all? Nori, Capone.
That film was decent, though.
It was all right. Is it, what's it called?
Oshino, Sparks, Chain Gang, all the Chain Gang lot.
Yeah, Stay,
Kanye was in one of them,
wasn't he?
Yeah, Kanye was
there. Kanye was in there.
Like one auntie from the village.
Remember, even SAS was in one of the films.
Yes.
You just talk about London niggas and they're putting someone in the boot. Haven't you seen the scene where they're popping someone in the boot?
They stab someone, yeah.
Yeah, and they stab the dude and they put him in the boot of the car and they're just posing, you know what I mean, doing that with somebody.
And Diplomats are in it, innit?
Everyone's in it.
Like, Jewels and them lot are in that bit, innit?
Everyone. Yeah, like, everyone.
Are SAS still about?
Like still Beanie about, Siegel, but I don't know if they're still making music.
Yeah, this one.
Beanie Siegel, remember Beans.
This is dirty, bro.
Like, you either get down or you lay down. Who's best?
Do you think he's worried about his vest?
What's that on his arm?
I don't know.
Fam, health is something that you just can't take for granted, bro.
But yeah, bear man don't. And it's crazy because remember, it's the same thing we were talking about with these younger kids now, bro. They genuinely don't give a damn
at all
about their health. Because nowadays, you know what I mean, we're being kind of told that, you know what I mean, can be whatever you like, however you like, and so on. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. But you know what I mean, health is still something you can't fuck with. You can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality.
Mm.
I was young, I was broke, bro, but man still had health.
Yeah.
Man was working on that health. Was working on that airline.
Nothing beats when Future came out and said, "Sykes, I ain't been drinking lean."
Serious?
Nothing beats when Alkaline came out and man had the contacts. You know, when people thought he tatted his eyes. He was like, "Oh no, these are just contacts."
Man came out and said, "Like, nah, health is wealth, man. I don't know, bro. These drugs."
Future drinks asparagus water.
Bro, do you know how much, bro?
So how mad that is? His music, yeah. You think he does it all. Yeah.
You know when people talk about lean, the rappers that actually drink lean, you can see. What's his name, bro? Kodak.
Mm.
Kodak is drinking the whole bottle of lean. You know what I mean?
But I'm not going to lie to you. I've been in a studio where man had bare lean in it. And one Don had the lean, yeah? Puff. This sleep that he was in was new. I was like, this can't be weed. They're like, nah, he lean. Drank some lean. Bruv, he was on the sofa like this, bro.
Bro, man,
like
this.
Bruv, the thing is,
I'm trying to wake him up. He's next in the booth, bro. I was like, yo, Donnie's fold is like. The funny thing is, like,
remember, bro, when man were taking Xans and all of those pills. Because remember, those are sleeping pills and pills that make you sleep. So the whole point of those is you take a sleeping pill and you stay up. That's where the high feeling comes from, where you feel euphoric. So you're keeping yourself up. Mm. So a man them with slurred words, you know what I mean, dribbling on themselves and stuff like that.
But the body's trying to recover as well. Man's sleeping, your body, your vital organs are running on a treadmill, fucking 25 incline, bro. They're trying to get your body back up to, you know what I mean? It's not good for
you, man. What's the one that was in, what's it called? Wolf of Wall Street.
Quaaludes.
My
muscle
boy,
relaxing.
My boy's had some of those, yeah.
The maddest thing, I didn't even realise the man was talking about that on Scarface, you know?
Quaaludes.
Yeah. Remember when he's hotting him up in the bathtub?
Taking drugs, yeah.
Mm. And he's like, it's just another Quaalude. See me back in the morning. But when I was younger, I was thinking, what's the Quaalude? But in my head, I'm thinking, like, he's just parring her, isn't it? Like, he just told her to fuck off, like, go away. But now, it's taking me to listen to a couple tracks. I'm like, Quaalude. Oh, Scarface.
It's crazy because Manny, he's in. Do you watch Ray Donovan?
No.
Season 1.
You watched it. Do you remember the guy he works with? So there's the girl. He's a fixer. Remember, there's the guy and the dude with the funny accent, man.
I can't. It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, Manolo. Remember Manolo? Because he's still
is that Manolo in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Manny, Manolo. You know, you're looking at someone who's like, you look, because he's older now.
Yeah.
Mad familiar. And I was like, it's Manolo. Oh.
Yeah. But did he kill him though?
In the film, blood.
Yeah, but actor, not in real life.
No. I thought they were carrying on the story. Manolo busts his own thing and like, yeah, Scarface is a pussy, oh, man. Like, I jumped shit, man. What are you saying though? That's what I thought you meant.
No.
I sent you a couple of dilemmas, by the way.
Let me show you the dude.
Let me read them now, because you only got like, we got a rough
option. It's just another Quaalude. See me back in the morning.
Like, you got to look on your face like, yeah, man, fucked in a week.
Scarface. Don't talk to me. The funniest thing is when the brother phones him, the brother's like, basically the big boss is telling him, like, I'm shutting the operation, I'm going to dead you. And Scarface was going mad on the phone, boy. Man was spitting. He played that role too sick, bruv.
Steve Bauer.
Yeah, fuck me. It's a fuck, yo.
Remember Manny, Manolo.
Yeah. Fuck you, man.
It's different, man.
You think you can do it to me?
It's a fuck you, man.
I remember that. I got a walk. These man finished you, bro.
Man snorted hella cocaine.
Yeah, but he did walk in until the guy came through.
Bro, them man sent like 900 brothers to his house, you know?
Yeah, they were rats. They're running in like rats. every single cranny, there was a man waiting.
Every orifice was a man.
Bro.
Bro, he was blowing bear, man. The gun is bang.
Money must have been on his head. That's a lot of man, you know?
Bro,
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll phone you, man. You might be like, you're a god, man.
I don't even pick up your call, bruv. You got beef with who?
No, you have to pick up to hear what I have to say.
But I'll put the phone down, bruv.
Before you answer,
I'm entertaining.
No reception, bruv.
Yeah, the only scene I'd say I enjoyed almost as much as that one is Shotters at the end. You remember they had the similar scene where the dudes have come up in the yard and they are clapping at everything. You know what I mean? He's chilling in the yard, relaxing, and they're like, I mean, they've run up in there and they've dead and everything in the yard. He's like, Mix, man, where your ex card be? So the word is ex start pussy walk. Okay.
Yeah. Even Belly, same thing with when they come for Lennox.
Yeah.
When he's chilling and then the woman kills him. But yeah.
But in all of these things, you know, when people always talk about these films are encouraging, you know, a certain life and boom, boom, boom. It's like, bruh, every one of those films ends the same way.
Lie.
You know what I mean? I tell people, you better watching these stories. If you watch that and are motivated, you're watching this.
Okay, cool. But then there was a tweet, bro.
No, but Donnie's posted a picture of you see Paid in Full, the three of them. Man's talking about gang. I was like, big man, did you not watch the film to the end? He told you, like, the only way that could be goals, you know, your friendship goals, is if you didn't finish the film.
But the thing is, that film should, what them films should teach you is you need security, fam. Like, you need an alarm system, ATT, you need proper windows.
That don't mean nothing.
These man just had their doors open and all that.
I've seen The Purge. Man are busting through them doors.
Even if you look at Scarface.
Through, you can hear it.
Scarface. You hear it and do
these man just opening doors and just bopping in and just have a shoot at spam.
Yeah, but because
make it a little bit, but have some double glazing, something. Make it more difficult for them to come glazing, through.
No, but it proves something. A lot of these guys got comfortable.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
Look at Scarface. Scarface, it shows that there's always someone bigger and badder. Scarface was the guy. in his situation, Scarface was the guy. He's the big bad wolf. But there's someone better than him. Them man there, when they were ready to delete him, bro, they deleted man. Yeah. That was it.
All the way from Brazil, you know, Colombia.
Bro, think about
man
it.
Rang, man said, okay.
They shipped it in.
You know, there's the plug.
Man
you know
shipped
what I mean?
In beef, you know.
Remember, like, there's the plug, like, and there's like, them man there that make things happen.
It's like Bad Boys 2, the last scene of Bad Boys 2, yeah. You know when the feds build the tunnel under the yard and then they come out in the yard and they basically shoot everyone, yeah? But then the bad guy, I think Johnny Tapia, yeah, he gets mad when his house starts blowing up. So the man stops shooting, he goes, oh, for fuck's sake, he's getting bombed there. He's built this house, isn't it? This is what he's been moving his money for. Mm. And his bombs are just blowing off. He's like, oh my God. They're just blowing up his yard. And then the fucking Hummer goes through the fucking livery. He's like, nah, fuck this shit.
His mum eating or something?
Yeah, they kill his mum. They did it. His mum's got the, maybe she calls Gabrielle Union a nigger. So she's holding the hostage in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's when they go to
get her. Oh, she's a pretty nigga.
Mama, you can't say that.
Yeah, I remember that. But that shows, you know what I mean, bro? Anyone can get it, bro. You know what I mean? Godfather.
Yeah, but when do you tap out, though, man?
You can't sometimes. You can't,
but
you can't.
When you're
I think it depends on how invested you are and how deep you are,
bro. Okay,
certain man.
I know a man. This is a real story.
Bro, here's the real life where you tap out.
Certain man shooting O's on the road. Bro, can't tap out. Big man, the game won't miss you.
No, it's not even that. Let's use a real life example now with a lot of kids on the road and so on and so on. You know when people are talking about drop the knives and so on and so on, and I used to think that, you know, a lot of people that say that is very lazy to kind of say that, because I'll use Babs as an example. It was like when he came out of prison and stuff like that, at the time, he's like, his wife was like, yes, you know, get a job and boom, boom, boom. He's like, with all of the dirt that I've done, you think I can just go work at Tesco right now?
Yeah, sure.
You think because I've tapped out, all of the people have problems with the tapping out as well?
Yeah. It's not even that. Still on site. I can't see me tapping Babs. Yo, how much is the spinach?
No, but outside of that, and you can't see that because the man can't do that. So with a lot of these kids now, you tell the kid, you know what I mean, drop the knife. That's calm. You know what I mean? But the people that he has problems with, that's why it's like sometimes it's a really weird situation.
But I'm not even talking about it. I'm talking about, okay, cool. So this is a real life story. I know a man who's was on the roads, cool, whatever. He's my boy's boy, actually. He was on the roads and he told his boy, he said, my target is a certain amount. Yeah. He hit a certain amount, 7 figures, because I'm tapped out. But obviously, when you have money like that, there's not much you can do with it. So then I think one of his boys was under Obo, so he got roped in. Cool. Fez looked into him and was like, hold on a second, you don't really do much, but you've got a 6-bedroom house. And he's like, oh, it's not mine, it's my mum's. Like, cool, it's your mum's. Looked into the mum. Your mum's a teacher. She doesn't earn enough to have this kind of house. What are you talking about? He's like, I don't know what you want me to tell you, kind of thing. Mm. Anyway, they charged him, gone to jail. They gave him bail. I think his bail was $250,000. He paid. They're like, huh?
Bro, that's one of them traps there.
They're like, wait, what?
They're assuring
him. Then they look back into his house, and obviously the sister was acting as if, yeah, I pay. They looked into the mum and sister's account. They're like, what your sister earns, what your mum earns, is not enough to pay for this house. Was like, oh, $500,000. Mm. They seized the house, yeah. I think he'd done like 3 years. He came out, they auctioned his house. Guess how much they auctioned his house for?
Change.
40 bags.
Change.
To who?
Someone bought it for 40 bags. They auctioned it.
That's mad.
Remember, most of that house for them is more about taking. So for them, they don't
the
care.
The house auctioned to pay off a fine.
Yeah, so remember.
I understand that, but fam.
Remember they gave you the, what do they call it? Confiscation order.
Yeah, he came out with nothing.
So they slap you with the confiscation order.
That's what you ever turned terrorist, fam.
Bro, I'm telling you. And if you have
I'm starting to get blown up. 40 bags for my house.
If you have a confiscation order, bro, they are on you until that is paid. If your confiscation order is 20 bags, you go and buy a house that's 200 bags, bro, they're selling your crib for that confiscation order. And you haven't paid it.
Like, he tapped out.
There's no tapping out.
No, I know what I'm saying. So when people say, oh, give up, I'm like, yeah, sometimes they do give up, but they get drawn back in.
No, but him being drawn back in was because of his idiot friend. It wasn't anything.
His brethren was, yeah, but he's still.
But that's part of the game, bro. Those are the risks, and this is
you still
it.
Got,
you know what
those mean? Are the things risks. You got to do as well. You got to cut everyone off as well.
The risks are, you know what I mean? One of your bridges might fuck up, and you're finished.
Mm.
That's literally
a lot of men don't sleep up because it's them. Mm. It's someone else's, but they face the music. The music's louder for them than certain man. Certain man ain't even the main guy, but he's done something stupid and he's affected you.
Mm. The game, and literally, that's how the game works. You know what I mean? When they slap you with that Proceeds of Crime Act as well. That's another thing a lot of people don't know about. Even with you, Taser, right now, let's say you got nicked on some crime that gets large amounts of money. Within the Proceeds of Crime Act, they can go through your accounts for up to 6 years. So your thing was probably last week. So now they can go through your account and any money that you can't account for going back all of that time now, because literally they'll start pulling out transactions. This, this. Can you explain where this came from? That came from, that came from. If you can't explain certain things, now proceeds a crime.
Money laundering or whatever.
Yeah, and then you get slapped with money laundering. Yeah. Trust me. You know, even with the unexpected wealth order as well. Because remember,
that one introduced
that last year, I think.
They're onto man these days, bro.
Yeah, and remember, they start building these cases backwards. So in terms of, okay, there's Marv there. Marv has a Bentley. He has the 9-bedroom house and boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? So they start to work backwards in terms of, you know what I mean? They don't know what you do, but they can't figure out how you do it. So let's figure it out. You know what I mean? So they start to retrace.
One of the sickest ones they did was when they changed the tenor.
Bear man, we're rattled.
Mm.
Running to the bank to put the tenor where? Where'd you get the tenor from, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because think about it, you have to.
You're sitting on cash everywhere.
Yeah.
This girl's house, that girl's house, cool. They've announced, those tenors.
But the thing is, if you're proactive, then they don't just change the tenor next week. They change it like, they'll tell you your screen, change it.
I know. What I'm saying
start
is,
change your money before that then.
But certain men don't know how to. So now they're
remember rattled. There's a lot of men that only know how to make money.
Yeah, when outside it comes to like doing stuff with the money, they don't know.
Remember,
what
a lot of men don't actually know how to clean their peas. That's why a lot of men get caught doing A, B, C, and D. First of all, bare men want you to know they're drug dealers. It's unfortunate that that's the time we live in. A lot of men want you to know they're drug dealers. Back in the day, man was selling drugs and boom, boom, boom. You would think man had a plumbing business or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's my business and boom, boom, boom. Little do you know, man's got 9 growers and so on. But as far as you can see, face value, he's a plumber. He's got this business, that business, that business. You know what I mean? Any business, I guess, that takes cash.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They funnel the money through. Now these men, bro, they don't care. Man want to put the money phone to the air. You know what I mean? Man want to have a stack.
Fam, music thick. Video. And start putting disclaimers in the beginning.
Bro, police don't give a damn about that. Police don't give a damn about that, because all that does is it kind of puts you in their crosshairs. You know what I mean? Now they start to then build a case. Man them think it's just a video. No. Now they know you. Bruv, now you're known to the police.
The amount of man that just bait themselves up, it's amazing, bro. It's like,
man are talking about man's under oboe. No, brother. Go on your Instagram. You know what I mean? Go on your Instagram. Man says under oboe. Who's man's snitching? You are. Man said, who's snitching? You're snitching.
I put oboe in his bio, bro. Like,
you see what I'm saying? These men, bro.
Part-time
listen to forward. Certain man's tunes, bro. Man are telling you where the plug goes on holiday with his family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, I remember with my brethren, he was talking about back in the day when he used to do what he used to do. He was started talking to these Asian guys, and he's like, we don't like working with you black people because you're loud.
That's a bit cheeky.
That's not, no, it's not, that's, it's not.
What?
It's not. Do you know why it's not?
Huh? Man live in East London in Tower Hamlets, bro. Asians are loud.
But a lot of them men,
no.
I went back to my old area the other day. Every Asian brother has got a big whip. I didn't see one Nissan.
The one thing I will give a lot of them men is when they start running them down and stuff like that, some way, somehow, they can account for it. Even though it's not legit. Black people are loud with no way of accounting for anything.
I agree with Keith on that, because, for example, in East, for example, the Asian community, obviously they beef, but there's always someone who knows someone who's got a shop or who's got something. So if they do need something accounted for, someone knows a GP. Someone knows a restaurant owner. Fuddles.
Not to say that they all like that, you know.
Fuddles in trouble. I need some help for Fuddles.
I'm telling you, on the high road, let's say 176 Leighton High Road.
And what's
just so random, specific, just random, random. But this shop has turned into an off license 5 times.
Mm.
Yeah, the same shop.
And just keeps, you know what I mean, rotating.
Because then, man, they have a successful year.
Yeah.
Cool. Then the next year,
different business.
Banks, no, the bank's looking. It goes, I will give you a 200 bag loan. Yeah, bankruptcy. Boom.
Yeah.
Don't need Sky to Pakistan.
Yeah, next just a different person.
Done it.
Man's a different person. It's the same family member.
It's the same family member.
Man's told Ford, listen, yeah.
A man's got 200 bags for free.
This 2 bags, right. 200 bags, I'm gone, yeah. You take over the shop. Do same thing 24 months.
Bro, and this is it. That's what I'm saying with black people, bro. Like, with black people, it's just loud. When you look at fraud and stuff like that, whenever you think of fraud in the UK, the first thing that pops up for a lot of people is Nigerians, boom, 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 boom. Bro, when you look into serious fraud and stuff like that, when you look at some of the Asians and, you know what I mean, like the big time, you know what I mean, where these men are taking down massive companies and so on. Them man, do our thing. You lot can keep the shine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're just going to do our thing over here.
But the Nigerians, we do it in the volume. Like Nigerian, the volume of work.
Bob,
the work rate is...
The day I knew that my dad was serious in this thing was when he started dealing with an Asian man.
There you go. That's when you realise that.
It went from luggages of products to ships. I said, my life, sure, you know. That
and
was
the thing is, remember, where there's money, because remember, a lot of people, like, they think, you know what I mean, long term. So they're willing to do, you know, their moves that take 2 years for you to get to the end. of the move. Mm. Certain man, the move, you know what I mean? Man want to go to the bank, take the peas out, you know what I mean? Quick thing, you know what I mean? 24 hours. Think about it, for a lot of men, when you think when you think fraud, for a lot of people, it, as far as they know, it's ACs. Yeah. ACs are the peak of fraud, you know what I mean? Mm. Deets in ACs, bro. You have people that are, you know, opening businesses with the sole purpose of taking the peas, going bankrupt and disappearing 2 years from now. You know what I mean? Two years is a very long time.
So they'll take your bullshit. Like, boss man, pass me that thing. Bro, okay.
I told you, two whole years.
17 months left.
Do you remember that move where there was like this device that you could connect to your computer and you could control the computer remotely? So you could hack like a, basically you give it to a girl who works in the cashier, she plugs it in, and you can control her screen. So she, you can record the screen. Mm. So every time she inputs someone's details, it's recording it. Yeah?
Like a black box thing.
Yeah, so I remember one guy told me he had that, yeah? But the way he was selling it to me and my other boy, I won't say his name, he's a rapper, we were like, yo, we've hit the belly taste. We've gone clear, because this just sounds so easy. Mm. Do you know how hard it was to get a girl to convince her to plug this into her computer? Oh, my. Because it sounds mad. Man's sitting in the desk saying, yeah. Remember I told you, he goes, I got 200 bags coming in a taxi, but it's coming in a few hours. I said, don't worry, I'll wait. I need to see this fee to motivate me to speak to, because basically these guys hang outside banks and they'll just draw the girl. They'll start linking the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, what do? All of a sudden, the girl's in love with him. Mm. Now she's doing stuff for him.
Yeah.
Because when you see these threads, yeah, of all these girls that are exposing dudes on the timeline, a lot of the time it's started off as a business. As in, they were doing business together.
Yeah.
Then they started linking. Mm. And then it was like, oh, babes, I need pee. And, oh, I need this, I need that. And like, even the one I read yesterday, the guy took he stole £300 from a girl. To pay off that £300, he asked, I think he asked his dad for the pee. Dad said no. Asked his mum for the pee. Mum said no. Went behind the mum's back, opened up a credit card. Yeah. But then the dad found out. Mm-hmm. So the girls found out the dad's details. Messaged the dad like, yo, your son owes me peas.
Okay.
And the dad's like, yeah, he owes everybody. That's why they exposed his son.
Oh, is that the thingy that popped
up? Yeah. He owes everyone money. Where
you get my dad's number from?
Facebook. Yeah, he messaged dad on Facebook.
I remember.
How my dad even responded to that inbox? I'll cuss my dad, you know.
I remember years ago, some girl that I had an issue with, she messaged my mum on Facebook, and my mom did the best we get. She blocked her, bro. What did you think was? My mom sent me a screenshot of the message, you know what I mean? And she blocked her. And I was like, what did you think was going to happen off the back of it? You think my mom was going to phone me up? It's my mom, Jay Cousin. You
mom mom would tell you to fuck off.
No, my mom blocked her, and that was the
fuck
end.
Fuck off. You're the ones, but then she was coming to me and said, what's this? But to outsiders,
yeah, you thought what? You thought me and my mom weren't going to unite and do Voltron out here in public.
That's a Voltron.
You know what I mean? Megatron, bro, Megazord, or whatever. Even with what you were saying with the bank taser, with the computer, now it's much harder to do that because a lot of banks and stuff, they have air-gapped computers, not computers that have never been connected to the internet, so they don't connect to other networks. So that computer just literally solely functions on its own within just the one network, so they can't communicate outside of the bank. So you can't talk to the computer inside or outside. So it's literally, it functions, because that's what Mandan was doing. You know what I mean? Hacking bank computers and shit like that.
How do you know all this, bro?
How do I? I like to read.
Okay.
What's it? I'm trying to catch you out there.
Like, you know a lot, bro.
You know me, bro. I like to read. You know me. I like to read. You know a lot, bro. And yeah, I got nicked for fraud when I was younger, years ago. Oh, okay, you know what I mean? Beat the case, by the way. You know what I mean? It's one of those ones where
you're innocent.
I was fine. No, I wasn't innocent. But like you I said, bust the case. No, bro, I pled guilty. I did what they said I did, and I bust the case.
Okay.
Simply because the police officer liked me.
Okay.
Tell people that's the one thing, the good thing.
That's what you got to do. When you get arrested, you got to be likable, because then
they won't give you
the benefit of the doubt, but you'd be surprised that like when someone hates you, they will go a little bit further to nick you as opposed to sometimes they'll look at you and think, nah, he can't have done it. He's too polite, or he's not like them.
Oh, you know,
cool.
I mean?
I'm not like them, but just allow me in it. Let me just get out.
Remember,
of
even when they kind of hand out certain things, when they do certain things are at their discretion. Mm. Yeah. Remember that. Yeah. So when they do certain things, you know what I mean? Just like you said, you know what I mean? Man digging deeper into you, looking into you, certain things and so on. If he likes you, you know what I mean? Calm. You know what? You're going to get a slap on the wrist, which for me is what kind of happened, where the dude was like, you know what? You've kept it up. You've kept it 100 and boom, boom, boom. So this time you get, you know what I mean? You get a pass. Mm. Next time, it's just going to be different. Wait, bro, you know what I mean? Man kind of coached me. He's like, yeah, say A, B, C, and D, boom, 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 boom. And you know what I mean? That was that, essentially. Because I went in there and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to come in here and insult your intelligence, because you know I did that shit. You know what I mean? There's every bit of evidence that says I did that shit. Yeah. So I can sit here and waste. And remember, they hate when you waste their time.
Yeah.
Remember, he has to go and do all of this work. So he feels like you're taking the piss, mate. You know what I mean? You're, and for me, I was like, listen, yes, I did that shit.
See, I did not say I did it.
That. No, it depends. If my situation was a lot worse, then I probably would have been like, I didn't do that shit. But at that time, it was like, you know what? I want to be... Bro, I was on bail for 18 months.
Okay.
I had to report to the police station for 18 months. Mm. You know what I mean? They took the computer while my stepsister was doing coursework at home.
Mad.
And it was funny, bro, because when I was sitting in cells, I was thinking, yeah, when I come out of here, I'm not telling anyone I got nicked. Boom, 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 bro. When I walked in the room and my home computer was on the table, oh, my. You know, you're like, oh, my fucking God. You know what you're like? Oh, my days. This day is going to be long. Yeah, and they let me out at 5 a.m, bro, with no way of getting home.
My turn, I just wrote a statement in my left hand. I did deny that. I said, no comment, no comment. And I wrote a statement in my left hand.
Why left hand?
Statement was missing, bruv. Looked like a four-year-old. Statement was missing. Hey, they must have been like, nah, this can't be you. You can't, bruv, the statement, the uppercase, lowercase, G's look like B's. Bam. Because I had stuff with my writing on in my right hand.
Okay.
So sometimes what they do is they bring in a handwriting expert. The handwriting expert will look at the two fingers and say, yep, it's this person.
Yeah. I can't write, bro.
But when the handwriting expert came, like, nah, this is not the same person wrote. I said, you're damn right, bro.
You're damn
stupid. Get rid of my left hand. Now, let me go, man. Let me continue my nonsense. But yeah, anyway, we're done anyway because that's our time expired, isn't it?
Cool.
Last show, there's a couple of tickets left for the 27th of December. So tickets on Shubs. Also, Luck Sundays on Sundays. We should have an event on the 30th. Keep your ears peeled. Is it ears peeled or eyes peeled?
Eyes peeled.
Keep your ears peeled, man. That sounds better. Keep the ears peeled. And
I do my own dance. 30th
December.
My own stunts.
Boom, bam.
And God and them will be there.
On God, Mrs. And I don't even know who in them is.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.